Biloxi, Progressive Talk, KKZN, Thornton, Denver, Boulder.
Bombing in a Baghdad slum. American toll for October hits 100.
This has been such a bloody month for U.S. forces.
Caught in a housing numbers game.
1.3 million properties will wind up in some state of foreclosure.
New York City tackles trans fats.
That would be a groundbreaking step.
Good morning. I'm Steve Kathan with the CBS World News Roundup. U.S. military helicopters patrolling over Baghdad's Sadr City, scene of the latest carnage. It's where a bomb went off, killing more than 30 Shiites lined up for day jobs. And the death of a U.S. Marine brought the October toll for American forces in Iraq to 100. CBS's Lara Logan is in Baghdad.
The 100th American to die this month in Iraq is a Marine who lost his life in Anbar province, west of Baghdad. This has long been the front line of America's battle against al-Qaeda in Iraq. And hundreds of Americans have died here.
A new report to Congress says thousands of weapons the U.S. has bought for Iraqi security forces can't be accounted for. It's feared they could be in the hands of insurgents. And still no sign of a kidnapped U.S. soldier in Iraq, but the New York Times reports he broke military rules to marry an Iraqi woman a few months ago and was visiting her when he disappeared. Final days of the fall campaign as President Bush fights to keep Congress in Republican control.
I'm Peter Mayer at Andrews Air Force Base, where President Bush takes off on a final week of campaigning for candidates in a midterm election that shapes up as a referendum on his policies, especially the Iraq War. The 100th October U.S. military fatality in Iraq underscores the debate over the future of the U.S. military presence there. But today, in Georgia and Texas, Mr. Bush will again urge voters to support his strategy. With polls indicating approval declining for both the president and the war, Democrats hope to reclaim control of the House a week from tomorrow. But Mr. Bush continues to predict victory.
This is Howard Arenstein in Washington.
Women are in the thick of it in this election.
And Ellen Malcolm of the Democratic group Emily's List says women will play a crucial role.
Women's vote now is about 53% of the electorate.
She says women worry about health care, education, the economy, and the war in Iraq.
They tend to wait a little bit because women are so busy with their family and work responsibilities.
She says women may tip close races and decide who controls Congress. Howard Arenstein, CBS News, Washington.
As the air seeps out of the housing bubble, foreclosures are skyrocketing.
Thank you for calling the Colorado Foreclosure Prevention Hotline.
In Colorado and a number of states, there are hotlines for people facing a money squeeze as adjustable mortgage rates that looked so good a few years ago now take their toll. Realtor Rick Sharga says it's only going to get worse.
There's north of $1 trillion in adjustable rate mortgages that are going to reset over the next 15 months. And what that means for the average homeowner is an increase of between 20 and 50% in their monthly mortgage bill.
CBS's Cammie McCormick has the first of a two-day look at the housing market from Michigan, where foreclosure rates are among the highest in the nation.
3 years ago, RE/MAX agent Rob Scalisi would have sold this four-bedroom home in...
probably 10 days.
But after a year on the market, he's reduced the cost in offering cash back at closing. Owner Brian Kurtz may even go one further.
I've been considering actually buying someone's place in order for them to buy ours.
New home builders are also offering incentives. Kathy Toth of Real Estate One in Ann Arbor.
Cars are being given away. All appliances are included.
By one estimate, there are nearly 25% more homes on the market this year than last. Values are down, and realtors here don't expect to see higher prices for another 2 to 3 years. Cammie McCormick, CBS News, Detroit.
A big name in chicken and a big city are taking aim at trans fats. CBS's Jim Chenevy has more live.
Trans fats, it's what's for dinner.
Easy chicken mashed potato bowls from KFC.
Chicken giant KFC expected to announce this morning it's getting rid of the artery-clogging trans fats. Good idea, says nutritionist Samantha Heller.
When large food companies shift from trans fats to healthier oil, that's definitely a move in the right direction.
But New York City health officials want more. A public hearing today on a proposed total ban on the use of trans fat oils in restaurant cooking. Michael Jacobson of the Center for Science in the Public Interest.
Trans fats raise the bad cholesterol and they lower the good cholesterol.
Steve, the average American consumes about 5 pounds of trans fats each year.
Checking the time on the CBS World News Roundup. 4 minutes after the hour.
Good morning, I'm Dory Lopez with an AM 760 local news update. 4 Aurora police officers recovering from smoke inhalation after an early morning apartment fire near First and Havana over the weekend. Happened at the Lowry Village Apartments. Firefighters and police arrived quickly and ran down the hallways, warning people to get out. That's when four officers were overcome by the smoke. Stephanie Rush, thankful for the warning, though.
We just heard what sounded like a smoke alarm going off and just didn't really pay attention to it. And then my husband was looking out the people and saw the smoke coming out from under the door.
The fire contained one apartment unit, two adults, and a child lived there. We're not home at the time. No word on what caused the fire. Latest poll in the Denver Post shows voters leaning toward Democrat Bill Ritter as the next governor. The poll also shows approval for domestic partnerships and a ban on gay marriage. Those polled also don't appear to be ready for it legalized marijuana yet. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News Update. Bob Corey Lopez, now Tina Michaels with AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Thanks, Corey, and good morning. Looks like a great start to our week. Nothing major, collision-free. Do have a couple of minor problems. A stall they were clearing off of the southbound 25 exit ramp to 38th, and one westbound 6 blocking the lane approaching Sheridan. Otherwise, we got a beautiful drive right now into downtown, only about 10 minutes from the Tech Center. I-70 and I-76 wide open across the north side of the city. Boulder Turnpike running up to speed in both directions.
When you're looking to build a new facility, there's a lot riding on your shoulders. You have to get a structure that meets your needs. You need one that's built to last. You need to get it built quickly. And most importantly, you need it to stay within budget. What you need is a pre-engineered steel building from Anthem Steel. You won't believe how much you'll save in both time and money with a brand new built-to-last steel building. For free information on how you can get the building you need with less time and money, call 1-800-771-1868. You can even customize your building. You select the size, you select the style. You can even choose to add the look of brick, stucco, or stone. Building a new facility is a big responsibility. Make it easier by calling Anthem Steel. Achieve your goals faster and with less strain on your budget. For free information, call Anthem Steel at 1-800-771-1868. Call Anthem Steel today, 1-800-771-1868. That's 1-800-771-1868.
So, you're listening to the radio on your computer. So are thousands of other people. Getting your message to all of these people is easy and affordable. Radio advertising is effective. Online radio advertising is effective and inexpensive. Grab a pen and write down this number. Call us for a no-pressure conversation. If we can make you money, we will. Call Sean now at 303-713-8318. That's 303-713-8318.
Tuesday, the fire covered 63 square miles and destroyed 30 homes.
It's kind of surreal here. It's kind of like walking on the moon.
Manhunt for the arsonists. After this, for Smart Balance. It's a good idea this fall to start eating and living healthier. Click on the Smart Balance food plan to help balance your fat intake, balance your omega-6 to omega-3s, and even balance your fiber. The key word there is balance, as in Smart Balance buttery spread, Smart Balance omega peanut butter, omega plus mayonnaise cooking oil, and microwave popcorn. Smart Balance avoids trans fat naturally and helps improve the good-to-bad cholesterol ratio. Check smartbalance.com for details. Smart Balance for smart eating.
The world changes. The economy changes. Your life changes. And as they do, there's something that doesn't change. The commitment we at UBS feel toward each client. A commitment to offer reviews of your portfolio, to assess your financial goals, and to provide solutions that help you manage all the changes. Wealth management from UBS. In a changing world, an unchanging promise we call you and us. Member SIPC.
California authorities are grimly determined to catch the arsonist, says Bill Whitaker.
The manhunt is all the more urgent. The person or persons who set this fire now are also considered murderers, with four firefighters dead and a fifth fighting for his life.
How are they going about it?
They look at burn patterns to determine the point of origin, and once they have the point of origin, they go through looking for all kinds of physical evidence, whether it be DNA, fingerprint evidence, sources of ignition.
Ruben Grijalva, the California Department of Forestry and Fire Prevention.
I would imagine that whoever this arsonist is, they're probably feeling a lot of guilt and remorse right now. You know, they need to turn themselves in.
Or someone else will. Again, Bill Whitaker.
Local residents reported seeing two young men that they didn't know walking away from the site where investigators say this fire was started. Now, anyone who turns in these arsonists stands to collect a reward that now stands at $500,000.
The Osgood File is available as MP3s and podcasts at theosgoodfile.com. I'm Charles Osgood on the CBS Radio Network.
Some people think all insurance is the same. They buy the least expensive they can find, and then they have an insurance claim. That's when they learn the hard way that not all insurance companies treat you the same. If being treated fairly and paid quickly are important to you when you or your business has a loss, you want Chubb. When you insure with Chubb, you're buying real insurance. So insure with the best. Insure with Chubb. To learn more, go to Chubb.com.
The Osgood File, October 30th, 2006.
This is the Jay Marvin Show. Jay Marvin on AM 760. Progressive Talk.
I could be wrong. I could be right. Could be wrong. I could be wrong. I could be right. I could be black. I could be white. I could be right. I could be wrong. I could be white. I could be black.
Good morning. 6:11, 11 minutes after 6 o'clock. High today, 56. Under mostly sunny skies, daylight savings time is gone. It's history. And it seemed like yesterday was the longest Sunday afternoon in the history of mankind. And I forget about that every year when it shifts like that on Sunday, that it seems like, you know, you look at your watch, you say, oh, man, it must be 5 o'clock. No. No, it's 4. Man, it must be 3. No, it's only 2. But the good thing about it is for people like Turk and myself and all the rest of you, hey, we got an extra hour's worth of sleep this morning. How does that make you feel? And welcome back, John Turk. We missed you last week.
It's good to be back.
Did you get an extra hour of sleep this morning?
It didn't seem like it. No. No, definitely not.
Throw cold water on everybody's psychological feeling that they got an extra hour. I feel like I got an extra hour, and I feel great.
No, my body is used to, you know, when it's 10 o'clock, it's 10 o'clock, which was actually 11 o'clock. So, no, I didn't get to bed till about 11 o'clock normal time last night. So, no, it doesn't make any difference for me, that whole time-changing thing.
It does for me. It does for me. I'm going to have trouble with my voice this morning. Can you hear it already? I love daylight savings time. Always have and always will.
The good thing about it, Jay, is that look outside right now and the sun's up at 6 o'clock and the sun's already out. And that helps our signal. So, you know, we have that the hour of no power. But hopefully this sun pattern will help us out here a little bit.
Yeah, hopefully so. All right, hope you had a good weekend, whatever you chose to do. Mary and I went Saturday up to Angie Piccioni's headquarters in Fort Collins, and we worked the phones for Angie, and I tried to get as much done as I could in between talking to people who came in to say hello, but did call quite a few people for Angie, and this is very, very critical now. We're down now to the last week, and it doesn't make any difference whose campaign you feel the most passionate about, whether it's Bill Ritter, where he does lead Bob Beaupre, but we can't take anything for granted there, whether it's Bill Ritter, whether it is Ed Perlmutter, whether it's Bill Winter, whether it's Jay Fawcett down in the Springs, whether it's Angie Piccioni up in the Fort Collins area, whether it is Ken Gordon running for Secretary of State, whether it's somebody running as your local representative to the State House, such as folks like Joe Rice and Molly Cullum and Carol Morgan, Morgan Carroll, whatever's going on, or amendments that you care about, a referenda that you care about, you got to do two things. You got to get involved because they can all use last-minute help. And then the other thing is, I keep saying this, and I'm going to be saying it now, for the next week over and over and over again, and you're going to say, Jay, stop. Stop saying it, Jay, but it's true. We have to get out and vote. Now, in Mary and I, in our case, we've already voted. We voted absentee. But if you haven't mailed in your ballot, you need to get it in. If you want to vote early, early voting is underway. You can go and do that. But you got to make sure that you show up on election day and that you don't put it off and that you vote. Every single vote out there, every vote is critical. Every vote is critical. We need all the votes we can get. Everybody. Everybody's critical. Talk to your neighbors. Talk to your friends. We got to get out there and make it happen. We really do. This is it. We're down to the nut cutting now, and we got to get it done. So I don't mean to be get on the air here on a Monday morning at 6:15, 15 after 6, and be overly preachy about this. It's just concern, and it's caring, and it's just wanting the best for this country, because we all love this country, and we want it to take the right course, and currently it's not taking the right course. If you saw any of the Sunday Talking Head shows, you know that to be the case. Probably the worst example of a human being and a political party being disconnected was John Boehner on ABC's Stephanopoulos, George Stephanopoulos show. On This Week with George Stephanopoulos. This guy totally and completely disconnected from reality. Matter of fact, we'll play it. I tell you what, we're going to play this for Ed Schultz, but we'll play a little bit of this for you. Check this out. This is John Boehner.
We're going to speed up the training of their troops. And at the end of the day, we've got to change those conditions. But this is the central front in the war with
Al-Qaeda.
John
McCain says that in order to win, the Americans should add 20,000 troops on the ground in Iraq.
The president is listening to the commanders on the ground. And we're going to do everything we can to support the commanders on the ground. But winning is the only option. And giving up and bringing the troops home, as my Democrat colleagues want to do, is not the answer.
Some Democrats are saying it would fix time to full withdrawal. Not all. Let me just ask one more question on this. Your own senator, as I said, Mike DeWine, thinks Rumsfeld has to go. Do you agree?
I think Donald Rumsfeld's the best thing that's happened to the Pentagon in 25 years. This Pentagon and our military needs a transformation. And I think Donald Rumsfeld's the only man in America who knows where the bodies are buried at the Pentagon, has enough experience to help transform that institution. Let's not take the problems in Iraq, the tough fight that we're in there, and blame it on anyone. We're in a tough fight. Al-Qaeda is doing everything they can to disrupt our efforts in Iraq, to disrupt the new government, creating more violence than anyone can imagine. And defeating Al-Qaeda there is important, because if we were to pull out before we win, we will embolden every terrorist in every corner of the world. And then instead of fighting them in Iraq, we'll be fighting them on every street in America.
Now, do you even believe any of that? That we will be fighting them on every street in America? Okay. So had I been on that broadcast with Congressman Boehner, I would have said to him, well, that's a tacit admission on your part that you can't control the safety of the country. That you can't. You can't control the safety of the country. And his point about Al-Qaeda. Like Al-Qaeda is behind all of the violence going on in Iraq? No. It's about 3 to 4% maybe. The rest of it is ethnic violence. The rest of it is, I don't want to use ethnic, that's not the right word, sectarian violence. Shia versus Sunni. That's what's really going on there, but Boehner doesn't get that, or doesn't want to get it. And they're all, he's using the same Republican talking points, that right now we're in a war and that we need to win and that nobody should be, basically what he's saying is nobody should be held accountable. Well, I don't think there's any management anywhere in the world, over anything, World War II, World War I, the Civil War, any business, any world that you and I function in, in which if you do something wrong, you're held accountable. People don't get off the hook. People just don't, because we're using that whole thing about we're in a time of national emergency. That's an excuse that Boehner and those folks use when it's good for them, and when it's not good for them, they don't refer to it. But we don't act like a country that's stuck in a time of national emergency. We don't act like a country that's at war. You and I haven't been asked to make any sacrifices except the civil liberties that they have vacuumed up, basically. But that's, listen to it. It's all that same rhetoric. It's all that same talking point GOP business. And that's why I say, man, we have got to get out and we've got to make a change. We have got to get out. You know, you got to support Ed Perlmutter. You got to get out there and you got to support Jay Fawcett. You got to support Bill Winter. You got to support Angie Piccioni. You got to get out there and support them all. We just have to make a change. We have to make a change. Our backs are against the wall, and we don't really have any choice. I don't think we do. All right. You want to comment on Boehner's comments? You want to talk about any of this? And we have 100 soldiers dead this month in Iraq, by the way, which has made this month absolutely god-awful. And I know I have a tendency to get on here every single morning and talk about Iraq, but I'm horrified by the events that go on overnight. 303-713-7600.
Investments and securities involve the risk of loss.
You may not think of yourself as being affluent. You may not think of yourself as a high net worth investor. But it doesn't matter what kind of car you drive or the home you live in. If your investments are $500,000 or more, you're a high net worth investor. And one thing we know about you is that there are 8 common mistakes high net worth investors can make without even knowing it. We're Fisher Investments, and we've put together a special free report just for you. It's called the 8 Biggest Mistakes Investors Make and How to Avoid Them. It's yours free just for calling 1-800-771-6601. Just avoiding any one of these mistakes could help you better reach your goals now and over time. As your portfolio grows and changes, strategies need to grow and change. That's why this is valuable information you must see. For your free copy of the 8 Biggest Mistakes Investors Make and How to Avoid Them, pick up the phone now. Call 1-800-771-6601. That's 1-800-771-6601.
What if I told you that you could learn a new language the same way you learned your first language, with no tedious translation, no useless memorization, and no boring drills? You'd have every right to be skeptical, especially if you struggled with languages in the past. That's why we want to send you a free demo CD-ROM from Rosetta Stone. You'll find out what U.S. diplomats, over 10,000 schools, and NASA already know, that this is the world's fastest, easiest way to learn a new language, guaranteed. Call now to request your free CD-ROM and try it with our compliments. This amazing demo includes 28 languages. Learn a language better than you thought possible and faster than you ever imagined. Call 1-800-339-2117 and we'll rush you the free Rosetta Stone CD-ROM today. Remember, there's no tedious translation, memorization, or drills. Call for your free Rosetta Stone CD-ROM today and see how easy and effective it really is. The number is 1-800-339-2117. That's 1-800-339-2117.
Now I have my own successful online business. It's already brought in over $175,000 for me.
I grossed over $321,000 and I was able to quit my 9-to-5.
You've heard all the buzz. Everyday people are putting the internet to work, making serious money from the comfort of their own homes with online auctions. So much money, so easily, they're actually quitting their jobs. And so can you, with a free CD from Internet Speedway. Yours absolutely free, just for calling. This free CD shows how easy it is to generate real wealth quickly, with online auctions at sites like the internet's largest marketplace, eBay. And you never have to see, store, or even pay for the products you're selling.
I did over $40,000 in sales last month, and I have my own business now. It's like a dream come true.
The strategies are simple. The money is real, and the CD is free. Call 1-800-226-9008 now to get your free CD. Call 1-800-226-9008. 1-800-226-9008.
Parts and services cost more. Offer good on most cars and light trucks.
The J. Marvin Show on AM 760. Progressive Talk.
Good morning. 623, 23 minutes after 6 o'clock. High today, 56, mostly sunny skies. Coming up next hour, we'll talk to James Risen. He is the author of the best-selling book, State of War. It's now out in paperback. If you haven't read it, you should. It's great. It's the secret history of the CIA and the Bush administration. State of War won the 2006 Pulitzer Prize for national reporting. In the book, James Risen reveals a story, reveals that this story is only one episode in a larger tale, a tale of abuse and power by the Bush administration. It's a wonderful book. Definitely a good book. And we'll talk to James, and we'll get his take on what's coming up here, and we'll get his take about what's going on in Iraq right now. 303-713-7600. And I don't know how to frame this topic. We played that interview with George Stephanopoulos of John Boehner, basically just reframing points, talking points. And if you want to react to them, you can. If you want to react to the idea that, as Boehner is making the point, that if we don't fight them there, we'll be fighting them over here in the streets. And some of the other things, such as Donald Rumsfeld is the best thing that ever happened to the Pentagon in 25 years. Do you believe that, that Donald Rumsfeld is the best thing that ever happened to the Pentagon in 25 years? All right, let's go to Dwayne in Weld County. Dwayne, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Yeah, good morning, Jay. I think one of the things that everyone needs to understand and appreciate is that if we do redeploy out of Iraq, that's going to free up an awful lot of resources and ability to be able to do all kinds of police actions and extra surveillance and just a lot more focus on where I believe the real threat is, which is an ideological threat. I've heard about things. One initiative which I thought was rather interesting is having a prize award for particular kinds of essays done for high school kids in the Middle East or anywhere around the world, saying, you know, that the best path for the Middle East and for the Arabians and that entire area of the world is to a democratic process. And all these resources can be redeployed once we're not fighting and making the focus military, because we are polarizing the situation so terribly at this point. Those kinds of actions, police actions and whatnot, would not polarize the situation and actually would be very effective in fighting the actual people who are trying to do us harm.
76% of the people polled want us to leave.
Yeah, well, I mean, we're spending...
Can you blame them?
No, I can't. The thing of it is we're spending so much money and lives. We could spend that money, we could spend that time, we could spend that effort doing things that I think would make so much more sense. We could go back into Afghanistan and actually rebuild Afghanistan, potentially. I'm so saddened that we didn't make Afghanistan that shining pearl in the Middle East that said, well, you know, you had problems, you had a failed state, we came in and we helped not only just rebuild you, but we helped get your infrastructure of your economy together, not just building roads for them, but putting them in business to build roads so that they could build their own roads, change their economy, give them an economy that would move them forward. And if we do some really rational kinds of things with our money and our resources, I believe we can fight them on their ideological grounds. But right now, we're giving them all the ammunition to say, there's the bad guy, the United States. They're the ones who are killing your kids. They're the ones who are fouling your water. They're the ones who aren't building up your country. And so we're giving them all the ammunition to paint us with a brush of the most onerous nature. And if we just would pull ourselves out, and that doesn't mean we stop fighting them, and it doesn't mean that we pull back and we just fight them only here in the United States or we only take protective actions. No, we go out and we actively go out and work at it. I mean, even like the number of people in intelligence who speak Arabic. I mean, we should be having much more intelligence information gathering over in the Middle East, totally, overall, get to really know that area. And that's all money we don't have available right now because we're spending it all in the military. And in the process, we're debilitating our military because no one wants to serve. I mean, and can you blame them?
What happens if what we're offering? I asked this last week. What happens if what we're offering they don't want?
Yeah, well, absolutely. I mean, let them figure out how they're going to rule themselves. All that we're concerned about are those particular factions that would want to come after us for some reason or another. I mean, you don't go out and start kicking a hornet's nest and say, I don't like hornets. That's just asking for trouble. It's like hornets won't bother you if you don't bother them. And if they don't want what we want, that's fine. We don't have to push ourselves out into the world in that fashion. Lead by example. Lead by showing the world how wonderful and how good it can be here. But right now, all of this is being subverted. Our own democracy is, in my estimation, is under attack right now.
And I just think that we have to put an end to this. We have to put an end to it. We have to put an end to it one way or the other, and we've got to get some kind of coherent plan to get out. And there are a lot of plans out there, and a lot of them are Democratic, and there doesn't seem to be much movement by on the part of the administration. And the administration also doesn't seem to be in the position of ever wanting to hold anybody accountable for anything. Dwayne, thank you, man. I appreciate the call.
Yeah, thanks, Jay. Bye.
Okay. Four lines open at 303-713-7600. And then there's this disturbing story this morning. Thousands of weapons the United States has provided Iraqi security forces cannot be accounted for, and spare parts and repair manuals are unavailable for many others, according to a new report to Congress. The report prepared at the request of the chairman of the Senate Armed Services Committee, Senator John Warner, also found that major challenges remain that put at risk the Defense Department's goal of strengthening Iraqi security forces by transferring all logistics operations to the Defense Ministry by the end of 2007. A spokesman for Warner said the senator read the report over the weekend in preparation for a meeting Tuesday with Stuart W. Bowen, Jr., the Special Inspector General for Iraq Reconstruction. Warner also requested the report in May. He believes it's essential that Congress and the American people continue to be kept informed by the Inspector General on the equipping and logistical capabilities of the Iraqi Army and security forces, since these represent an important component of overall readiness. Listen to this. Nearly one in every 25 weapons the military bought for Iraqi security forces is now missing. Many others cannot be repaired because the parts or technical manuals are lacking. Significant challenges remain that put at risk U.S. military's goal of strengthening Iraqi security forces by transferring all logistic operations to the Defense Ministry by the end of 2007. And the unstable security environment in Iraq touches every aspect of the Provincial Reconstruction Team program, in which U.S. government experts help Iraqis develop regional governing institutions. The Pentagon cannot account for 14,030 weapons. Almost 4% of these are semi-automatic pistols, assault rifles, machine guns, rocket-propelled grenade launchers, and other weapons that began to supply to Iraq since the end of 2003. Missing from the Defense Department's inventory books were 13,180 semi-automatic pistols, 751 assault rifles, and 99 machine guns. Now, do you think anybody is going to be held accountable for this? Now, if I lost that much Clear Channel property, do you think I'd be back here the next day to work? I don't think so. All right, 6:33. It's 33 minutes past the hour here on AM 760 Progressive Talk, and let's get a look at Monday morning traffic now with Gina.
All right, KJ, we're looking good across town. Excellent conditions right now into downtown on I-25. We did still have a stall block in the right lane if you're exiting to 38th Street off southbound, but no real backups there. Normal drive right now through Thornton, North Glen. You're in great shape out of Lakewood on 6th Ave. Nothing to slow you down, C-470 through Highlands Ranch.
Travelocity presents the Gigantanormous Sale.
Holiday, here I come.
Save $100 instantly on your vacation.
Smashing!
Plus, get $200 off your next one.
Cha-ching, bada-bing!
Hurry, save up to $300.
300 buckaroos? That's mucho moolah!
Book now. Sale ends November 16th. Restrictions apply. For details and other great deals, visit Travelocity.com. Travelocity. You'll never roam alone.
Online advertising spending is expected to grow drastically in 2006 as more companies realize that internet advertising can be effective and affordable. Thousands of people are online listening to this station and others with their computers right now. Find out how you can get your message in front of this audience for as little as $2 a commercial. Give us a call and find out if internet advertising can make your business money. Call 303-713-8318. That's 303-713-8318.
Do you think you have what it takes to become a millionaire? Well, Donald Trump wants to show you how.
I think we've come up with something that is going to be spectacular.
Donald Trump is now offering to the public his Wealth Builders Blueprint System. A proven system that reveals his secrets to generating incredible wealth. And because he believes so much in the power of this blueprint, Donald Trump wants to send you a free tape to help you get started today. Just call 1-800-913-5961. This blueprint is only for people who want to succeed in life, who want to become real estate gurus, who want to become millionaires and have fun doing it.
You're going to learn how to be successful. You're going to learn how to make money. And once you enjoy it, you're going to be successful.
This is your chance. Do you have what it takes? Call now for Donald Trump's powerful free tape. Call 1-800-913-5961. For your free tape, call 1-800-913-5961. 1-800-913-5961.
He's got it. All-wheel drive, front-wheel drive, or four-wheel drive vehicles to help you get through the winter driving conditions. Over 600 units on the lot. Late model clean automobiles. These babies are just the best. And as a matter of fact, I drove Mary's four-wheel drive to work here last week when it snowed, and it was great. That's the exact same one that that we bought at Rocky's. And Rocky's really gets into the holidays. They've got their showroom chock full now of Halloween pumpkins. Get on by and get a jack-o'-lantern for your family. One per customer, and they're absolutely free. Don't forget about Operation Freebird, which is also coming up. We'll be telling you more about that. Rocky's Autos, check them out online at rockysautos.com, or go down there and see my friends Tom and Marv Alshear, Spanky, Freddie Labrato. All the gang at Rocky's are there to help you. Rocky's open Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 9 p.m., with just great people, a great place to buy. Rocky's Autos, 63rd and Federal.
An election year message for the people of Colorado. Don't vote.
Don't vote.
Please don't vote.
Don't vote this November.
Do what's right and don't vote.
Really? Don't vote.
Do not vote.
That's right. Don't vote.
Until you know where the candidates stand on the issues.
Find out where the candidates for governor stand on issues like affordable utilities or the multi-state bulk prescription drug purchasing legislation that allows Colorado to combine its drug purchasing power with other states to ultimately make affordable prescription drugs available to those without insurance or Medicaid.
Make an informed decision this November.
Visit don'tvote.com or call 1-800-830-7844.
And get your AARP voter's guide.
Use your head and your heart.
And then do the right thing.
And vote.
Please vote.
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 Get out and vote. Paid for by AARP.
Randy Rhodes, today at 4.
Right now, Jay Marvin on AM 760, Progressive Talk.
We're going to speed up the training of air troops. And at the end of the day, we've got to change those conditions. But this is the central front in the war with
John
Al-Qaeda.
John McCain says that in order to win, the Americans should add 20,000 troops on the ground in Iraq.
The president is listening to the commanders on the ground. And we're going to do everything we can to support the commanders on the ground. But winning is the only option. And giving up and bringing the troops home, as my Democrat colleagues want to do, is not the answer.
Some Democrats are saying it would fix time to full withdrawal, not all. Let me just ask one more question on this. Your own senator, as I said, Mike DeWine, thinks Rumsfeld has to go. Do you agree?
I think Donald Rumsfeld's the best thing that's happened to the Pentagon in 25 years. This Pentagon and our military needs a transformation. And I think Donald Rumsfeld's the only man in America who knows where the bodies are buried at the Pentagon, has enough experience to help transform that institution. Let's not take the problems in Iraq, the tough fight that we're in there, and blame it on anyone. We're in a tough fight. Al-Qaeda is doing everything they can to disrupt our efforts in Iraq, to disrupt the new government, creating more violence than anyone can imagine. And defeating Al-Qaeda there is important, because if we were to pull out before we win, we will embolden every terrorist in every corner of the world. And then instead of fighting them in Iraq, we'll be fighting them on every street in America.
John Maynard with George Stephanopoulos this week. 6:39, 39 minutes past the hour. High today, 56, mostly sunny skies. 303-713-7600. Any reaction on your part to that, to all of that? Especially the part where he talks about, where he's talking about how holding people accountable, about holding Rumsfeld accountable, and about how we're in this tough fight and it's not time to, you shouldn't hold anybody accountable. I'm not saying it exactly the way he said it, but But that's what he's inferring, that that we're in a tough situation there, that you shouldn't hold Rumsfeld accountable. Well, you know, if you want to return on results and somebody doesn't deliver them, don't you hold them accountable? Now, seriously, I don't care whether you're conservative. I don't care whether you're independent, whether you're progressive, whether you're liberal. I mean, are there some base things out there? Are there some base things out there that we can agree on? That we can agree on. And then the idea that if something doesn't work, the people who are running it have to be held accountable. This happens all the time in corporate America. It happens all the time with you and your job. It happens all the time with business. If something doesn't work, don't you hold the people who don't get it done, don't you hold them accountable? But we seem to have like this big, huge situation here where nobody gets held accountable for anything. And I don't think I'm engaging in extreme rhetoric. I don't think I'm being inflammatory. I think I'm being truthful. That we've had 100 deaths this month now in Iraq, the highest. And it's been terrible. Now there's a story out on the wire this morning. Thousands of U.S. weapons in Iraq are missing. They don't know where the weapons went. And Boehner's whole discussion about Al-Qaeda, he just ignores the idea that there is a civil war going on there between Shia and Sunnis. And then if you look at their quality of life, you have to tragically laugh. And the reason I say that is because the other morning, I think it was last Thursday or Friday morning, when Khalil Azad and Casey were having this video conference, this press conference from Baghdad, from the Green Zone, the thing was interrupted temporarily due to a power failure. I mean, the Iraqis don't have any electricity. They have like 6 hours a day worth of electricity. They've got, you know, very little clean water. They've got no quality of life going on there. The place is wrapped up in all kinds of violence and chaos. And you got Boehner on national television. He ignores all of these facts. And even though he doesn't use the term, because the administration doesn't want to use the term now, he's saying it. Stay the course. Hold to the status quo. Let me throw this one thing, and then I'll take some calls. Conservatives used to rant and rave about lack of accountability in government and about the idea that everybody who worked in government was on a free ride. To me, this is the biggest example of a lack of accountability and a free ride that I've ever seen. If you can name a bigger one, I'd sure like to know what it is. Let's go to Vince on Capitol Hill. Vince. If I can get him on here. Vince, you're on AM 760. Go ahead.
Oh, I got the sticky line this morning, huh?
Yep.
Oh, I was kind of... It was interesting the phraseology that Boehner used when he was talking about what a wonderful human being and what a wonderful strategist that Rumsfeld is. He said he knows where the bodies are buried at the Pentagon, which doesn't that imply that he can blow the whistle on anybody else because he's got the dirt on people? Isn't that the implication?
I don't know if that was the implication, or the implication was this, that if you want to get somebody in there who knows how to get around and get things done, Donald Rumsfeld's your man because he knows all the ins and outs, because he's been around the Pentagon for a long, long time. Never mind the fact that, really, what has he done except screw things up?
Yeah, well, yeah, his track record is not that good. And, you know, it's not the kind of thing, it's like, trust me. As a matter of fact, I think that's another thing that's kind of hurting the Republicans right now. They have been promising things and coming up with just the opposite of what they promised for so long, I mean, even when they use this this dirty campaigning, people don't believe what they say because they're so used to getting lied to by these guys. The other thing, for some reason, the talking points are you need the three conditions that are winning now, which is to get a stable government, and third one is always and have them as our ally. What if they've got a stable government to stand up and handle their own security, and yet they don't want to be our ally? Then what do? Just blow the hell out of them?
Well, I think the administration would have a problem with that. I don't think that they've ever, in any way, shape, or form, ever confronted that idea. They have a blind belief that whatever government works its way out in Iraq is going to be aligned with us immediately, and who knows if that's going to be the case or not. I mean, 76% of those people want us to go.
Absolutely. If somebody came into the United States and was the cause of the death of, I forget what it is, essentially, 10% of our population, do you think we'd want to be their allies?
No, I also think there's a powerful, powerful argument for letting them sort this thing out for themselves and letting them fix it for themselves with supervision from countries in the area. But in order to get that done, it's going to have to take a whole new... The United States government is going to have a whole new face to it in order to get it done. We're never going to get that worked out under the current administration. Because
Absolutely.
The current administration has offended these people, and the current administration isn't really interested in working with anybody.
Well, we tend to be, I don't know why, so ego-motivated that we assume that everything that we want, everything that we care about, is what everybody else in the world cares about. And that, you know, goes as far as the type of politics we have, the type of religion we have. You know what? They may have other ideas. They may want a different religion. They may want different politics. They may want a different lifestyle. You know, we can't force things on them. You know, you don't give a kid a pony if he wants a kitten and just say, well, everybody wants a pony.
Well, I've asked that question before on the air. I've asked it a million times. Number one, is our way of life acceptable to people in other countries? And number two, do any of us really, on a daily basis, do we ever really think about what other people in other countries either think about us or how they view us? And I think a lot of times, no. I think we're extremely, extremely centered on our own wants, desires, and our own beliefs. Vince, thanks, man.
You bet, buddy.
All right, talk to you.
Bye.
6:47, it's 47 minutes past the hour here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Three open lines at 303-713-7600. I've asked this before on the air. I mean, hey, do you think that the average American adult walks around on a day-to-day basis and that sometime during the day it ever enters their head that maybe the rest of the world doesn't like us, and why do they not like us, and gee, if there's something wrong with the way people view us, maybe we ought to turn around and try to figure out what it is and fix it? Or do you think that the majority of Americans are wrapped up in themselves and they have very little world outlook or very little world view, and so they don't really understand how people in other countries see things? So therefore, it's kind of like our way is the best and our way is the highway. Just speculating here, just throwing a buoy out into the stream. Okay, it's 6:48, 48 minutes past the hour here, AM 760 Progressive Talk. Traffic now with Gina.
Thanks, Jay. Definitely getting busy now on the north end of the city to 70 I-76, usual buildup. I-70 starting to fill in across Wheat Ridge. No problems for you out to DIA. Southbound 25, 104th to 84th is jammed up as usual, and the Boulder Turnpike seeing the increase as well, especially if you're on the eastbound side right near Federal into town. Not a bad drive right now along 225. We just have the average buildup there at Iliff and Alameda. Weather today, breezy and mild this morning. Cold winds blowing in by afternoon. High of 58. Currently 44 degrees. I'm Gina Michaels, AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Finish that bachelor's degree you started years ago. Learn how working adults can complete their degrees at DU, evenings or online.
Mountain Coin Machine Distributors has been supplying operators throughout the western U.S. with video games, vending equipment, jukeboxes, pool tables, coin-op equipment, and parts and service for over 50 years. Their friendly sales staff is eager to hear from you, and their large buying power will guarantee you a price that's competitive. Mountain Coin also specializes in home game rooms. If you're in the market for a pool table, jukebox, foosball table, air hockey, pinball machine, pretty much anything you can put a quarter in, they are the answer. Call 303-427-2133 or go to mountaincoin.com today.
I'm Mike Shanahan of the Denver Broncos. Some things I keep secret, like the running back rotation. Other things I share. For mortgages, go see my friends in American Financing.
Thanks, Coach. This is Damian Maldonado, founder of American Financing. We're locally owned and operated. We have no commission loan officers, so our only job is to get you the best loan possible.
Damian, tell us about the Magic Mortgage.
The Magic Mortgage lets you select the payment that's best for your budget. You can choose a regular payment, interest only, or convert it to a 15-year loan without requalifying. You can change your monthly payment any month or every month. Whether you need a refi or a new home loan, we have the widest range of products.
So you make the call. Tell them Mike Shanahan sent you, and your appraisal's free. Make the right move. Call my team of experts at American Financing.
We're redefining how home mortgages are done. Call us now at 303-695-7000. That's 695-7000. Or on the net at AmericanFinancing.net.
This is a limited-time offer. To get your free stock investing toolkit and free 30-day membership to Stock Investor, get ready to write down this phone number. Call 1-800-892-3019. This is a limited-time offer, so call 1-800-892-3019. That's 1-800-892-3019.
The Jay Marvin Show on AM 760. Progressive Talk.
It's 9 minutes away from 7 o'clock. This show available on podcast at am760.net. And we apologize for our last week's podcast missing. We had technical difficulties, but I think we've got those fixed. And you can also instant message me at am760.net. High today, 56, mostly sunny, 303-713-7600. And we're talking about John Boehner's comments on George Stephanopoulos' this week. And basically back into talking about Iraq. And it's very hard, though, not to kick the day off every single morning. It's very hard not to get into it and not talk about Iraq, where we have 100 soldiers now dead this month in Iraq. And then Boehner's comments, which to me totally and completely ignore reality on so many levels. And his comments about Rumsfeld and about accountability. And when I sat there and saw this yesterday, I had a really, really, really hard time believing. That people would actually believe what he was saying. That they would accept that rationale. Now, I assume that there are some conservatives, I assume that there are some people out there who would accept it. But it seems to fly in the face of any kind of generated reality out there. And as I brought up before about conservatives, they're supposed to be for responsibility, and they're always talking about accountability. And isn't Bob Beaupre? I mean, that's one of the things about his campaign. Hold me accountable. It's one of the things about his campaign, but whenever you hold these people accountable, the first thing they do is they either try to squirm out of it, put it on somebody else, or they ignore the whole idea that there should be any accountability whatsoever. So there's a different set of rules operating here for them than there is for you or I in our everyday business and life dealings. Here's Pat in Longmont. Pat, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Morning, Jay.
Hi.
I'm not in Longmont.
Oh, well, he has Longmont up here.
That's Broomfield. John. Does John know where I am?
Yes.
Evidently
he
not.
Said,
I don't know where I am, Pat.
He said Broomfield.
He said Broomfield. Well, you put me in Longmont. Here's a couple of thoughts for you.
Sure.
First of all, if Donald Rumsfeld is the best we can have, then I'm going to probably put my head in the oven right now. And I'm not kidding, because if he is the best, we're doomed.
No, I don't think he's the best.
No, I'm just saying, John Boehner, or Boehner, which is what Randy calls him, and actually I think is kind of funny. You talk about somebody that doesn't have any concept of reality or just talks the talk and walks the walk. But my other point, and one that really is more important to me, we talk about the Iraqis getting it together. They've got to get it together. They've got to get their act together. It's up to them. Why is it up to them? They didn't do this. We did this. We went dancing in. We were going to make them happy. We screwed up their country. We blew up their buildings. We screwed up their water. We've ruined their electrical. But now they've got to fix it. That's crap.
Well, I don't know. Let me say, I don't think anybody is saying that they have to fix their infrastructure. One of the sad things is that if you put more of them to work fixing their own infrastructure, that might translate out into less violence.
Exactly.
But as far as fixing it, and why do the Iraqis have to get it together? Because ultimately, in the end, it's their country, and if they don't want what we're selling, and there is a good evidence there that they don't, with 77% of us 77% of them wanting us to leave, then basically what we're doing here is we're burning up human lives, and we're burning up monetary resources for no good reason.
Absolutely. They don't want it. Why would they want it? Why are we so bold and so full of ourselves thinking that they would ever want it? It's good for us. Maybe it isn't good for them. You know, who said because it's good for you means it's good for me? This whole thing, it makes me sick, physically ill, to think about this. What we have done to this poor country, what we have done to ourselves, and for what? For what? Where is the benefit? Because if there is one, I've yet to see it.
Well, I think a lot of people are out there asking the same question you're asking. Where is the benefit, and what benefit did we get out of doing this? But the whole argument and the whole reasoning for getting in, and all of it has become so convoluted.
Oh, it is.
And so you know, they move from one rationale to another. I find it really hard, and I've tried, and I'll sit there and I'll try and I'll go, okay, come on, it's Jay, drop your prejudices, try to open up your head, try to hear what's being said, try to listen to their arguments, try to hear what their defenses are. I try to listen. I still cannot understand how anybody can think like they do. And I'll give you a real quick example. A real quick example would be, all right, let's say you believe we should be there. Let's say you believe that it's critical that we be there. Let's say that you believe that this is the central front on the war on terrorism. If you believe that, do you then also believe that this war on terrorism is going right? No one can say it is. So wouldn't you logically stand up and say, we need the following things. One, a change in management. And two, a change in direction.
Absolutely.
And you don't get that. We don't hear that from anybody.
No, you only hear it from us.
I don't understand.
From our kind.
And you know what? And there's the structures that they worship the most. Personal responsibility.
Yep.
Personal responsibility. Accountability. Free market. Performance, all of those things, they don't hold those same standards to these people. Because in corporate America or on the job, even if you were just working at Sally's Burger House, if you don't do it right, you get fired.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
All right, Pat.
Have a great one, Jay.
You too.
Ciao.
See, I don't understand that. And I really would love to have some really good conservative call me up and explain to me about all of that, why that all goes out the window. James Risen, Pulitzer Prize winner, author of State of War, up next here on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
It's Jay Marvin on AM 760 Progressive Talk. AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Ladies and gentlemen, we've got a great fight tonight. In one corner, a freshman state legislator. In the opposite corner, it's the well-heeled lobbyist.
I tell you, Bill, the odds are really in favor of Team Lobbyist. In Colorado, there are 11 of them for every legislator.
And $1.6 million in gifts and entertainment packs quite a punch. And we're underway.
Here come the lobbyists. waving free Avalanche tickets, ski passes, golf at an exclusive private club.
Uh-oh, team lobbyists just sent in their heavy hitter, a recently retired legislator. He's an expert at working over his former colleagues and friends. Oh my, he's throwing a real haymaker, a $600 portable computer. She takes it. Down goes the legislator. Once again, the lobbyists win and good government loses. Amendment 41 bans lobbyist gifts to government officials and imposes a 2-year waiting period before they can lobby. Give good government a fighting chance. Vote yes on 41. For more information, visit www.voteyeson41.com. Paid for by Coloradans for Clean Government.
Jay Marvin, Al Franken, Ed Schultz, Randy Rhodes. This is AM 760, Progressive Talk. KKZN, Thornton, Denver, Boulder. And on AM760.net.
CBS News, I'm Frank Sedapani. The fats in the fire over New York City's proposed ban on artery-clogging trans fats in restaurant meals.
It's a good idea that they're banning them. Should be banned nationwide. We should have healthy people.
City health officials will hear the pros and cons about an hour from now, live to CBS's Jim Shenevy. Jim, where do the battle lines fall?
Well, trans fat is bad. That's pretty clear. Michael Jacobson of the Center for Science in the Public Interest.
It seems to affect the walls of our arteries, making them more prone to heart disease.
But should New York City be telling restaurants how to prepare their food? Nutritionist Samantha Heller doesn't think the ban will fly yet.
And consumers are becoming aware that trans fats are not good for us, and I think over time the restaurants will bend to consumer pressure.
Ironically, Frank, 16 years ago, health groups pressured restaurants to use hydrogenated oils, thinking it was healthier than lard.
In Iraq, a Marine killed in action west of Baghdad was the 100th American to die this month. At least 78 Iraqis have been killed or found dead today, including 33 in a sectarian bombing attack on day laborers lining up for work early this morning.
More U.S. troops have been brought into Baghdad. That hasn't made any difference. More Iraqi troops have been brought into the capital. That didn't make any difference. In fact, it's only in the areas where U.S. troops have had a heavy presence that the violence has been able to come down. But the moment they move into other areas or move on to doing other things, the violence goes straight back.
CBS's Laura Logan reporting from Baghdad. Here at home, a report to Congress has 14,000 weapons, from handguns to grenade launchers, intended for Iraqi security forces, can't be accounted for. CBS News military analyst Jeff McCausland.
Insurgent militia group or al-Qaeda, any one of these three groups could very likely use these weapons against U.S. forces or coalition forces.
The Southern California wildfire that killed four firefighters and destroyed more than 30 homes could be contained by as early as tonight. The manhunt for whoever set that blaze continues. Bonnie McKay, the mother of one fallen firefighter, is calling on the arsonist to give up.
You didn't think things were going to turn out the way they did, but they did. Don't let the remorse eat you alive. Come forward.
The arsonist has a $500,000 price on his head. The country's top college for the deaf needs a new leader after a month-long student protest. Washington's Gallaudet University has fired President Jane Fernandez. Speaking through an interpreter, student protester Janine Weisblatt said she was overjoyed.
My God, I'm elated. You know, it's unbelievable. It's really unbelievable. You know, it's surreal.
Protesters said Fernandez wasn't sensitive to their needs. Fernandez denied that. She says some of her critics don't believe she's deaf enough to run the school. Pocketbook News, consumer spending rose just 0.1% last month as Americans cut back on food and clothing. S&P futures are down 3 points. This is CBS News.
Somewhere between what a person is saying and what they're not saying, between what a person wants and what they need, lies understanding. For every client, everywhere, UBS has the distinct ability to listen. But more importantly, the commitment to understand. UBS, leader in wealth management, global asset management, and investment banking, and committed to a relationship we call you and us. Member SIPC.
I'll admit it. I'm as selfish as they come. Because when it comes to my small business, no one else is looking out for me. That's why I partnered with Dell. Dell gave me the technology I need to help me make my customers happy. We not only built the perfect solution for today, but helped map out a plan for succeeding tomorrow. After all, business is a game of survival of the fittest, and I plan on winning.
At Dell, we design small business solutions with one company in mind, yours. Dell, purely you. Learn more at DellRadio.com today.
I'm Corey Lopez, the AM 760 local news update now. Four Aurora police officers hailed as heroes this morning after running through an apartment building that was on fire this weekend. and getting everyone out safely. The four were overcome by smoke inhalation, though. They're recovering now. It started early Sunday morning at the Lowry Village Apartments near First and Havana. Stephanie Rush told 9 News her husband saw the smoke coming from an apartment across the hall.
He went and rousted some of the neighbors, and we called the fire department.
The fire contained to one apartment unit. Two adults and a child lived there, but they weren't home at the time. No word on the cause. A 32-year-old man convicted of dozens of sexual assaults and other charges faces up to life in prison when he's sentenced today in Arapahoe County. Zerikai McGee of Aurora, convicted in August of 63 charges, including sex assault on a child. McGee posed as a child as young as 13 years of age to befriend children, who he then assaulted. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News Update. I'm Corey Lopez. Now Gina Michaels with AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Thanks, Corey. Well, it's a pretty decent commute. We did have a couple of hot spots on I-70, both near Brighton. A wreck blocking the left lane eastbound and a stall on the westbound lanes, but looks like everything being cleared, just getting back to those normal crowded conditions. Aurora congestion kicking in now, northbound at Parker, southbound Alameda. Built up on 6th Avenue is now back to Sheridan. Security wait time at DIA today, 5 minutes. Weather, breezy and mild this morning. Cold winds blowing in by afternoon. High of 58, currently 44 degrees. I'm Gina Michaels, AM 760 Progressive Talk.
It comes to USDA Choice Beef, Market Fresh Seafood, and all your favorite fresh fruits and vegetables. King Supers is the right store with the right price. This week, don't miss asparagus at just $1.99 a pound. Now at your neighborhood King Supers.
I'm so busy at work, Dr. Phil, I don't have any time ever, and I wouldn't know where to look.
Well, don't just sit around whining about what you don't have. Go out and create what and who you wish was in your life. Look, don't dream, do. Don't want, get.
Match.com is working with Dr. Phil, and our members are loving his insight. For a limited time, Match.com will guarantee you'll find someone special within 6 months, or will give you 6 months free. Join Match.com today, the number one site for love. Visit Match.com for details.
This is the Jay Marvin Show. Jay Marvin on AM 760. Progressive Talk.
Could be wrong. I could be right. Could be wrong. I could be wrong. I could be right. I could be black. I could be white. I could be right. I could be wrong. I could be white. I could be black.
Good morning. It's 7:06, 6 minutes after 7. High today, 56. AM 760, Progressive Talk. Jay Marvin along with you, and our guest is author James Risen. He is the author of the New York Times best-selling book, State of War, The Secret History of the CIA and the Bush Administration. And that book is now out in paperback. State of War won the 2006 Pulitzer Prize winner for national reporting. In the book, he revealed that this story is only one episode in a larger tale, a tale of abuse of power of the Bush administration. And in the story, in the book, and also in the New York Times, of course, this is where the whole NSA wiretap controversy started. And there were many who wanted James Risen to be prosecuted for putting that information out. We've got him on the phone. And Mr. Risen, good morning and welcome to the program. Thank you for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
Boy, I don't. You know, your book, and I read it in hardcover, is so eye opening and is so monstrous. I don't know where to hone in and start here. Let's start with the NSA eavesdropping, because most people remember and know about that.
Yeah.
And that was a story that kind of really dragged your name into the forefront, I think, and got you into a lot of trouble. Tell us a little bit about how that information developed. And I know you can't give away sources, but when did you first become aware that the Bush administration was engaging in this kind of behavior?
Well, we, I think as the New York Times has said now, we started working on that in 2004. And when I first heard about it, frankly, I didn't believe it. I thought it was so, far outside the realm of possibility. And it took me a long time to, obviously corroborate and make sure that what I had been told was accurate. And it was actually bigger than I had originally thought. And so when the Bush administration, asked the New York Times not to publish it, I you know, I'm really happy that the Times eventually did, because I think it was a public service by the paper, and it's really something that, whether you agree with it or not, it's something that the American people had to know about.
When the New York Times originally did not want to publish it, what was the reasoning that they gave you for holding on to the story?
Well, it was a national security debate. I mean, the administration asked us not to run it. And, you know, they made a pretty aggressive effort to get us not to run it. And, you know, as it's now been, the paper is now acknowledged, you know, the publisher met with the president. And the president personally asked him not to publish it. And that's the first time in my career that anything like that has happened. And, you know, that's a lot of pressure.
Yeah.
So I admit, you know, I really admire the paper for standing up and going ahead with that. I'm not sure, you know, a lot of people on both sides have criticized us. On the left, people criticize us for holding it, and the right, they criticize us for going ahead with it. And I, you know, I just have to admire the publisher and the editor for going ahead with showing the courage to do what they did.
Yeah, I have to admit to you, as somebody who takes the New York Times every single day, reads it cover to cover, I kind of have that feeling of like, well, why did you hang on mm-hmm. to the story? But I didn't realize and didn't know that the administration was leaning on you so heavily, leaning on the paper so heavily. And did they ever threaten, like, taking any legal action against you?
No, I mean, no. They've never made any threats. You know, obviously a lot of pundits have criticized them.
Yeah.
So, but it was, you know, it's just I think one of the things that we've been through this remarkable period as a country since 9/11, where we had this great solidarity after 9/11 as a country. Unfortunately, the Iraq War has divided the country again, and I think the administration's policies in some ways have, you know, exploited those divisions. And it's really too bad that we've, you know, that what I think started out as a very, you know, unifying event in a tragic way has now we've been divided so badly as a country.
Do you think that the George W. Bush will ever be held accountable for what many of us see to be the breaking of the FISA law and also the violating of the Fourth Amendment to the Constitution?
That's a great question. I think, you know, one of the things that you saw both on the eavesdropping and the torture issues right before, you know, in the last couple months in Congress, it looked to me like they were trying to get new laws to protect themselves before the Republicans lost control of Congress. And on the torture issue, which they don't want to call the torture issue, they want to call it the, interrogation issue or whatever.
Right.
They got some new legislation that, you know, there's some critics who say that the reason they did that was they didn't want to be held accountable for war crimes. And they didn't get new legislation on the NSA eavesdropping program. I think they're planning to try and do it in a lame duck session after the election. If the Democrats retake, you know, Congress, they may not cooperate with that. I don't know. It'll be interesting to see whether they do get legislation that might retroactively protect them from lawsuits or criminal investigations.
7:13, 13 minutes after 7 o'clock here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. James Risen on the phone with us. He is the author of A State of War, and this is, if you haven't read it, it's now on paperback. This is a must-read book. You talk in this book about the CIA having overwhelming evidence that Iraq had no WMD programs during the run-up to the Iraqi war. They kept that information to themselves and may even have censored the presidential daily briefings on the subject, yet conventional wisdom says that they gave the president that information, and that the president and the vice president and everybody down the chain just chose to ignore it because they wanted to go to Iraq.
Yeah, I think there's two things. I think there, in some cases, they did give them information that showed that there was really, I mean, what was obvious to everybody, I think, in hindsight, within the CIA and the Bush administration, was that the evidence to prove that there was WMD was very weak. There was also some evidence that, and a lot of reports that the CIA received, which said there was no WMD. Those reports, in what I wrote about, was how they sent 30 different relatives of Iraqi scientists, Iraqi weapons scientists, who had these relatives had emigrated to the United States over the years. The CIA arranged for many of these people to go back to Baghdad or meet with their family members who had been in the Iraqi weapons programs. And they came back and said, you know, my relative says that these programs are dead and that they've been dead for a decade. And I talked a lot about this one woman.
Right, a woman in Ohio, paper. Right?
Yeah, she went back and met her brother in Baghdad who had been a nuclear scientist. And when she came back and said, you know, the CIA wants to know if you still have a nuclear program, he just looked at her incredulously. He said, you know, what are you guys talking about? We haven't done that since, you know, the first Gulf War. And she went back, and these other people went back and told the CIA, you know, they said there's nothing. And the CIA basically said, thank you for your time. And that was it. And it's really stunning to me that, from what I was told, these reports got buried within the CIA. And I've never received, no one's ever offered a good explanation for why they didn't send, you know, these reports to the president. The only explanation that I can imagine is what you might, I think, might be the big explanation for the whole thing, and that is that we put Saddam Hussein in a catch-22. We said, basically what we said was anything that Saddam or his people say is a lie. And so if anybody associated with Iraq said we don't have any WMD, we automatically said that's a lie. And so there was just no way, there was only one outcome, one answer that anybody wanted to hear, and that was they have WMD. And that was just a travesty of the intelligence process. It was a disaster waiting to happen.
We were going to go in there no matter what.
You know, that's the great, I mean, I think one of the historians are going to look back and they're going to put George Bush on a couch and say, what was in his mind? And it sure looks like he was just looking for a lot of different reasons. And it's hard to come to any other conclusion than the fact that, you know, right after 9/11, they said, well, Saddam was part of 9/11, and then the CIA came back and said, no, he wasn't. He had nothing to do with 9/11. You remember that famous reports of the Prague meeting between the...
Mohammed Atta?
Yeah, and I went to Prague in 2002 and reported on it. And it was very funny. I wrote a story for the New York Times that all the Czech officials I talked to were laughing. They couldn't believe we were taking this seriously. It was kind of like the mouse that roared. You know, it put the Czech Republic in the spotlight for a while, which they thought was kind of funny. And then so the White House dropped that. They dropped the 9/11 connection. And then after the 9/11 connection went away, they started talking about WMD. And so it went from one, you know, explanation to another. Now what we have is, well, there's no WMD, now what we have is democracy in the Middle East. And I really don't think that if the president had gone to the American people before the war and said, we want to go to war in Iraq to spread democracy in the Middle East, that anyone would have bought it.
7:18, 18 minutes after 7 o'clock here on AM 760, Progressive Talk. James Risen is on the line. He's the author of State of War and is a New York Times Pulitzer Prize-winning reporter. People should read the book because in your book it indicates to me that in a lot of ways the CIA was just unmercifully beat on by the administration.
Yeah, I think, you know, everybody's, you know, it's funny if you look at some of these official reports that have come out. They say there's no evidence of politicization of the intelligence process. And I think that is, these reports like by this WMD commission and whatever, they're just, they don't want to see the truth. The truth was, you know, nobody had to write a memo. You know, Dick Cheney didn't have to write a memo to say, you know, give me the answers that I want to hear. Nobody had to write that down or say it. It just became obvious to everybody. It was, you know, in the air. It's one of these things I compare it to, like workplace harassment for, or racial discrimination or sexual harassment in the workplace. You know, nobody writes a memo saying, let's harass that woman or let's harass that African-American. But it happens, and you know it happens, but you can't. It's very hard to prove. It's a he said, she said type thing. To me, that's what politicization of intelligence was like. It's nobody, you know, if you go back and look for it, you're not going to find a memo that says, let's, you know, let's fix the intelligence. Let's, you know, pipe all these stories so they look just the right way. But it happened. And that's the, it's, to me, it's the workplace climate that, you know, you and I both know what your workplace is like.
Right.
But you can't prove it.
Yeah, exactly.
That's what happened. I mean, that's why, that's something that I think is, could be very understandable to the average American. You know, it's the workplace environment that if you had to write a memo about it, you couldn't prove.
I want to ask you about the whole Iranian situation and about the CIA screwing up the intelligence there, but which is in your book. But we only got a few minutes left here, and I want to really get your view on where you think we are now in the situation with Iraq, and what do you think is going to happen?
In Iraq?
Yes.
Oh, God. You know, it's such a disaster today that, to me, it's kind of like the federal deficit. You know, the worse it gets, the more you want to do something, but what do? You know, I don't know. I mean, I'm not sure what the answers. I don't think anybody has the answers on Iraq today, and I think that's why I think a lot of Americans just want somebody to come up with something. I think they're just deeply frustrated. We don't know whether to get in, get out, have more troops, less troops, just get out, because we've made the situation so bad. And that's, I think, one of the real problems with the way the administration has talked about it is that before you can have a new solution, you've got to kind of admit that maybe the situation isn't working. And that's been the problem with the rhetoric, I think, is that we've been stuck on this rhetoric where nobody wants to admit that it's not working. It's just, you know, Tom Ricks' new book called Fiasco, I heard him on TV the other day, and somebody was asking him about his title of his book, and he said, I just heard from some military officers in Iraq who said my title wasn't strong enough. It's just, you know, I think it may go down as one of the greatest mistakes in American foreign policy history.
That says a lot, doesn't it?
Yeah.
I mean, it really does. Do you ever talk to any of your sources or contacts in the CIA, and do you have any idea how things are there now? Are they any better, or are they demoralized, and is it worse? Because it seemed to me that the administration basically dumped all of this onto the CIA.
Yeah, I think they feel like that. They feel like they were the scapegoats. And I think part of the problem they have is that they didn't do a very good job. They did a terrible job on the WMD issue in terms of their reporting, and that made them an easy scapegoat. I think today the politicization has become almost complete. I think they're afraid to really say very much about anything. And you look around the world, we have, I think, a $45 billion annual budget for the intelligence community, and yet they essentially admit they don't know anything about the Iranian nuclear program, the North Korean nuclear program, or the Iraqi insurgency. And those three issues are the most important foreign policy, national security issues facing the country, and we have very little good intelligence on any of them. And so I think we've basically, I think a lot of people think we should just start over with a new approach to intelligence.
All right, James Risen, thank you so much for being on the program. I recommend the book to everybody, State of War. It's now out in paperback. There's no excuse not to have read this book. Read it. You can't put it down. I mean, it'll just knock you out. Thank you, Mr. Risen. I appreciate you being on the show and hope to have you on again.
Thanks again for having me.
You bet. Thanks. There's James Risen, author of State of War. Man, what a great book. You missed any part of the interview, you can get it on podcast at am760.net. 7:24, 24 minutes after 7 coming up. I want to talk about home foreclosures, and we'll do that coming up. Right now, we'll take a look at traffic with Gina.
Thanks, Jay. Well, we're still struggling a little bit now on I-70 near Brighton. We had a couple of problems, one on either side of the interstate, those being cleared out of traffic lanes, but we still have some residual delays there in both directions. Again, that's I-70 at Brighton. No other wrecks or major problems right now on highways. I-25 just had the usual bumper-to-bumper through Thornton North Glen. Very heavy conditions now into downtown on the southbound side. And we still have a good drive on the south end of town. No delays up and onto C-470. In fact, it's moving well out of Littleton and across Highlands Ranch. Weather today, breezy, mild this morning. Cold winds blowing in by afternoon. High of 58. Currently 44 degrees. I'm Gina Michaels, AM760 Progressive Talk.
Drive into Sonic this morning for their steak, egg, and cheese burrito. Thinly sliced steak, egg, and cheese wrapped in a warm tortilla. It's a hearty way to start your day. It's not just good, it's Sonic good. And don't forget to give a reloadable My Sonic card today.
Just Brakes.
What does Just Brakes charge for a new brake pad?
Just Brakes safety experts will replace pads and shoes on all four wheels for just $99.88.
All four wheels?
Yes. Just Brakes will also machine rotors and drums and inspect the brake system for any other problems.
Just Brakes installs pads and shoes on all four wheels and machines rotors and drums for $99.88. You are the brake safety experts. Why do you do it, Just Brakes?
At Just Brakes, we really do.
Additional parts or services cost more. Offer good on most cars and light trucks.
What if I told you that you could learn a new language the same way you learned your first language? With no tedious translation, no useless memorization, and no boring drills. You'd have every right to be skeptical, especially if you struggled with languages in the past. That's why we want to send you a free demo CD-ROM from Rosetta Stone. You'll find out what U.S. diplomats, over 10,000 schools, and NASA already know. That this is the world's fastest, easiest way to learn a new language. Guaranteed. Call now to request your free CD-ROM and try it with our compliments. Learn a language better than you thought possible and faster than you ever imagined. Call 1-800-500-0604 and we'll rush you the free Rosetta Stone CD-ROM today. Remember, there's no tedious translation, memorization, or drills. And the Rosetta Stone program offers 28 different languages. Call for your free Rosetta Stone demo CD-ROM today and see how easy and effective it really is. Call 1-800-500-0604. That's 1-800-500-0604.
Congress is out of control. Corruption, bribery, the Iraq mess, cuts to veterans' benefits. Now a congressman preying on 16-year-old boys. This is Marilyn Musgrave's Congress. Musgrave, linked to the biggest scandals and named one of the 13 most corrupt members of Congress. Now when the politicians sweep the Mark Foley congressional page scandal under the rug, Marilyn Musgrave is silent. We need change. We need a principled leader who will stand up to powerful politicians. Angie Piccioni.
I say enough is enough. Marilyn Musgrave is using every trick in the book to distract you from the real issues. She's attacked me on a 15-year-old bankruptcy, but her big spending is bankrupting America. Marilyn attacked my personal finances, but voted to raise her own pay. I passed tough immigration laws. What has she done? Cut border patrols. I'm Angie Piccioni, and I approve this message because if Marilyn Musgrave keeps lying about my record, I'll keep telling the truth about hers.
Paid for by Angie Piccioni for Congress.
Have you ever wondered what life is like for Al Franken? Join AM 760 Progressive Talk in the Boulder Weekly on Tuesday, November 1st and Wednesday, November 2nd at the Boulder Theater. It's the movie premiere of Al Franken, God Spoke. Learn what it's really like to be a progressive icon. Progressive Club members, look for our upcoming email giving you a special members-only discount on tickets.
Not a Progressive member?
Register now and get more information on AM760.net.
Good morning, 28 minutes after 7 o'clock. High today, 56, under mostly sunny skies. AM 760, Progressive Talk. Jay Marvin along with you. 303-713-7600. And this story was on the top of the hour of CBS News at 6 o'clock. I'm not sure what they ran at 7. I didn't hear the entire news broadcast. Was it this story again? Did they run this story again? Do you know? Yeah, we didn't hear it, so we don't know. But if you go look at the CBS News website, Weld County here in Colorado was one of the hottest housing markets in the country until 2 years ago. All the very best were flat, real estate agent Matthew Revitt told CBS News correspondent Sharon Alfonsi. We could be perhaps contracting. Revitt sold many homes before oversupply and rising interest rates torpedoed the market. We've yet to hit bottom, he tells CBS News. Homebuyers with adjustable rate mortgages face payments that they couldn't afford. Those forced to sell couldn't find buyers, and hundreds of hundreds defaulted on their loans. Now the place, this is Weld County, leads the nation in foreclosures, one in every 168 households. That's 700% higher than the national average. And according to a new report, they're not alone. Nationwide, more than 300,000 properties entered foreclosure during the third quarter. That's up 43% from a year ago. Things are so bad in Colorado that the state just set up a first-of-its-kind foreclosure hotline, and it got 1,400 calls on the first day. Now, I don't know if I'll get any calls on this. I don't know if any of you will call, because I'm about to ask something real sensitive here. And I don't know. I may have to sit here and talk to myself, and I may not get any calls on this. But if you live in Weld County, and also if you live anywhere else around the state, have you gone into foreclosure, or are you close to foreclosure, and what is driving all of these foreclosures? Is it the economy? What's driving all of the foreclosures that are going on out there? And I'm not trying to be judgmental about this, because I'm not. I'm not judgmental. We have all of us, at one time or another, have faced hard economic times. I know I have. And I know Mary and I collectively have had our backs against the wall. I mean, we've been there. So, what I'm interested in knowing is, I'm interested in knowing what's going on out there, and I'm interested in knowing about the high degree of foreclosures in the state of Colorado. And I find it interesting that, as a congresswoman, and this is the only partisan swipe I'm going to take, but I feel like I've got to take it, as a congresswoman, why isn't Marilyn Musgrave talking about this? Because she is. That's her congressional district, and I wouldn't be out there bragging about the state of the country, and particularly the state of my district, if I had high foreclosure rates, because that indicates that something economically is wrong. So, is it jobs? What's driving this? Is it unscrupulous real estate lenders? What's going on out there that would put you in that kind of a position? And maybe you're not in foreclosure, but you live in these areas, and you know of people who are in it, or you see it in your neighborhood, and maybe you can call up and maybe you can tell me what it's about. I got three open lines, 303-713-7600, 303-713-7600, 733, it's 33 minutes. Past the hour here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Let's get traffic with Gina.
All right, Jay. Not too bad a shape for a Monday. We're just getting those really busy conditions across the city. I-70 was really bogged down from Sheridan to Brighton from earlier problems affecting both sides of the freeway. We've also got westbound delays kicking in now, Havana to Peoria. Slower travel times now. C-470 coming out of Highlands Ranch there, Santa Fe to University. And watch out for a wreck now on the turnpike. It's eastbound lanes, Highway 36, right at at Church Ranch.
CheaperUsedAutos.com. Are you thinking about buying a used car, truck, or SUV? Well, you'll save time and a boatload of cash guaranteed at CheaperUsedAutos.com. You'll be amazed at the selection. Over 800 cars, trucks, and SUVs right at your fingertips. And right here in Denver. All makes, all models, even program cars. All with special, low internet pricing. CheaperUsedAutos.com. You're gonna love it. Find what you're looking for now at CheaperUsedAutos.com.
The U.S. versus John Lennon. Listen to the soundtrack on demand on AM760.net.
For the Tuesday, November 7th general elections, any registered voter living in the city and county of Denver can vote at any one of 55 convenient vote centers located throughout Denver. All vote centers are open from 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. Please bring your identification. For more information, visit the Denver Election Commission online at denvergov.org/elections or call us at 720-913-VOTE. That's 720-913-8683.
I'm Fern O'Brien. As a litigator, I won tough settlements from deadbeats. As a business attorney, I negotiated fair deals for energy and affordable housing. As Attorney General, I'll be a tough, strong, proactive leader for all Coloradans. As Attorney General, I will be your advocate, protecting children and seniors, fighting for consumers and businesses, and safeguarding our land, air, and water.
Fern O'Brien, tough, strong, proactive Democrat. Vote O'Brien for Attorney General.
I'm Fern O'Brien, and I approve this message.
Imagine your perfect life when you never have to give money a second thought. Now imagine living that life today and when you retire. Hi, I'm Ross Jardine, and I've taught thousands of people how to make money in the stock market. If you're already trading stocks or options and you're not satisfied with your results, or if you want to trade but you're afraid you'll lose money, let me help you by sending you my free stock investing toolkit. In this kit, you'll get my latest DVD and my easy-to-use stock investor software. This DVD is not a sales pitch. It's valuable instruction, where I show you how to use a proven three-step investing process and the stock investor software to help you make money trading stocks and options. This is a limited-time offer. To get your free stock investing toolkit and free 30-day membership to Stock Investor, get ready to write down this phone number. Call 1-800-892-3019. This is a limited-time offer, so call 1-800-892-3019. That's 1-800-892-3019.
Put your business on the radio. Buy our unsold commercials and save. Visit CustomersAreListening.com and pick from several radio stations you think your customers are listening to. Visit CustomersAreListening.com now. That's CustomersAreListening.com.
Randy Rhodes, today at 4.
Right now, Jay Marvin on AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Good morning, 7:37, 37 minutes after the hour. High today, 56, mostly sunny. We're talking about home foreclosures being on the rise, particularly in Weld County, Colorado. 303-713-7600. I also wonder if this is going to shape some of the votes that are cast up there, too, as well. And also, foreclosures going on in the rest of Colorado. Let's go to Marshall in Arvada. Marshall, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hey, Jay.
Hi, Marshall.
I'm not in foreclosure, but I watch it pretty closely because my wife and I are trying to sell a house. And I worry that, you know, with all this excess supply on the market, it's just going to be that much harder to sell our house.
Hmm.
And I think there's a few factors in place. One of the huge factors, I think, is before you used to buy your house from, you know, one company and get your mortgage from another company. That's changed with these, you know, huge conglomerates. What's happening now is that actually they have their own mortgage unit that they really push the buyers toward. And the advantage of that for at least the company is they can get people into houses that, in other words, they would never be able to apply for. And so you get into these huge houses that, you know, if they were to have to, you know, apply for a mortgage from someone else, they would say, no, you can't afford that house. But because the two companies are attached, the mortgage company and the home builder, they're willing to push people into houses that they never would have been able to get into in any other scenario. And then they put they call them hybrid mortgages, but they're just insane. And what they're doing is they're putting people in a position to fail from the beginning because these mortgages are immoral, I think. in the way that they are set up, and they're not set up so that people can be successful if they, you know, hit a rough patch, because that's what you want when you give a loan, because you don't want that loan to default if you're a mortgage lender. But if you're a home builder, you don't care. You just want to get them into the largest house that you can build so that you can increase your profit. And that's the biggest scenario I see, one of the scenarios I see, as far as at least what's happening in Weld County.
How do they set you up to fail? They set you up to fail, in other words, that they get you into a mortgage that is financially way over your head?
Basically, and not well-structured, so that if you hit a rough patch, that you aren't going to be completely strung out.
Yeah, that's because most banks would say, like, well, here's how much you can have, and you can't have any more because you're not qualified for any more, right? So you would only get so-and-so, but these guys bend the rules is what you're saying.
Well, I mean, I'll call one of them out. KB Homes is one of the worst as far as their mortgage unit just pushes these insane mortgages on people that they would never qualify for if they were, you know, have to go through a bank. You know, a bank only wants to return their principal. You know, they want to return on their money. But because these units are attached, they care more about pushing houses than you know, even really doing logical mortgages.
Is this do you see this as a sign of the economy too, though?
Well, I think it's a sign of the economy because, you know, as long as things are going great, you're going to be keeping, you know, paying the mortgage, and, you know, as long as things are ideal, that's what I should say, you know, you're going to be able to pay the mortgage. But, you know, the second, you know, you have a health care issue, or, you know, you lose your job or whatever, you're on such a slim margin, there's, like, no room for error. And that's, you know, stuff like that happens, you know, and you got to have that margin for error. But the way these mortgages are set up, there's zero room for these people to have any type of situation that goes on in their life, and then they're put in a bind, and maybe these mortgage brokers don't really care. They think, oh, well, these people will foreclose, and then they'll just put them, you know, they'll lose, you know, a little bit, but most of it's interest on the front end anyways, and then they'll, you know, get the house back, and then they'll be able to sell it to someone else. Maybe that's their whole logic, but I think ultimately that's one of the scenarios I see that is causing a lot of the foreclosures.
All right, Marshall. Thanks, man. Thanks. Appreciate good information.
Thank you.
Take care. Let's go to Scott in Lakewood. Scott, you're on AM 760. Good morning. Hi, Scott.
Good morning, Jay. How you doing?
I'm doing okay.
Yeah, I'm just calling up because my wife and I got some kind of a letter in the mail the other day that said that our second mortgage was at risk of foreclosure. And I heard you mention there's some kind of foreclosure hotline. I'd be interested in hearing about that.
It says things are bad in Colorado. The state just set up first of its kind foreclosure help hotline. So as soon as John Turk gets off the phone, we can look up the foreclosure help hotline. The state will try to look it up, and we'll try to give the number
really
out over there.
It's really an embarrassing situation to be in.
How did you get into that?
Well, I'll tell you, I'm a school teacher, and about 3 years ago, my wife and I had a little girl, our first little baby girl, and she quit her job so that she could stay home with her.
Right.
And got a job working from home on computers, and we knew it was going to be tight because she wasn't making the same kind of money. But we figured we would scrimp and save, and we had to sell our IRAs and our stocks and everything to make it work over the last couple of years. And then this past spring, her job was outsourced to India, the way so many computer jobs are. And so it's been tight since then, and we knew that we haven't been paying on that second mortgage. But in the past week, we've been calling financial planners, and the financial planners say, we can help you with the secured debt, I mean the unsecured debt, but you have to go through a mortgage lender for the secured debt. So we call the mortgage lenders, and they say, well, your credit's so bad, we can't help you. So we just don't even know who to turn to right now.
Wow, they say your credit's so bad. How far behind are you?
Oh, probably a few months.
Are you behind on any other bills?
Just our credit card debt, too. I mean,
how bad is that?
Fine, but we haven't been able to make the minimum monthly payments. We've been sending what we could, but we got into some trouble then when our car broke down, the engine blew up, and we had to put that on the credit card 2 years ago. I mean, it's just it all snowballed downhill. Like I said,
yeah, I've been there before, man. I know exactly what you're saying. I have been there more times than I can count. You know, well, there is a way out. There's a way to get to get it fixed. You just have to find somebody to help you out. John Turk is looking for this information. Even as we speak, we're looking for the. Have we got it?
Well, here's what I got. I have, I have the Weld County stuff. I have a Boulder and Weld County housing authority, and that number at Weld County is 970-352-1551. 970-352-1551. And there's a few other ones set up, but if you just go and Google Colorado foreclosure helpline, you should be able to come up with it.
Great, thank you.
All right, and give them a call and see what they have to say, and email me or call us back or whatever, and let me know what happens.
All right, Jay, thanks for your help.
All right, Scott, good luck to you, man.
All right,
we'll see you. One line open at 303-713-7600, 744-16 in front of 8 o'clock here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. We're talking about the high rate of foreclosures, particularly in Weld County, and what's going on out there. And love to hear from you if you're in a position like Scott, or if you're, you keep a close eye on this stuff. Love to hear what you have to say. All right, we'll take a look at some traffic now with Gina. And then we'll take more of your phone calls here on AM 760, Progressive Talk.
All right, thanks, Jay. Well, we're really stacked up now across Aurora, southbound stop and go extending from Alameda all the way through the Tech Center. If you're northbound, you're going to hit those brake lights at Parker. Pull up as well, 6th Avenue, from your I-25 merge back to Sheridan. And we are seeing some problems now for your Boulder drive. We have a wreck. It's really heating up the turnpike. Multi-car collision out of Boulder at Church Ranch to watch out for. Boulder Street's not too bad. Just watch out for that water main break. Has Valmont closed between 30th and Wilderness Place until about noon. Weather today, breezy and mild this morning. Cold winds blowing in by afternoon, looking for a high of 58, currently 45 degrees. I'm Gina Michaels, AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Make sure Halloween goes off without a hitch. Head to Spooky Central at Walmart, your one-stop Halloween.
This is Rick Hallett, owner of Wind River Spas. People who live in Colorado appreciate natural beauty, hard work, and high quality. They exist in harmony with Colorado's extreme weather by relaxing in a Wind River Spa. Wind River Spas are made right here in Colorado by people who appreciate the same qualities you do. Want to trade in your old spa? Upgrade? Wind River Spas will give you the highest trade possible for your existing hot tub, whether it's 10 months or 10 years old, or purchase a reconditioned spa starting at just $19.95. Visit us at windriverspas.com.
Over the top on this thing. We can take her over the top.
Sounds good. I hope you do.
Ed Schultz, weekday afternoons 1 to 4 on AM 760. Progressive Talk.
Affordable Benefits Administrators in Littleton says drug and alcohol abuse is starting earlier than ever before. Kids are under peer pressure at the elementary level. Parents, do your part by educating your kids at a young age. A heart-to-heart now could save a life in the future. This important reminder is courtesy of Affordable Benefits Administrators at 10184 Bellevue in Littleton. Call Affordable Benefits Administrators at 800-350-0148. That's 800-350-0148.
Get out of debt and get on with your life. Agencies offering Care One credit counseling services can help. Do you have $4,000, $6,000, $10,000 in credit card bills? It's time to get out of debt and get on with your life. Call for Care One services at 1-800-300-4418. Are you behind in paying medical bills or personal loans? Been on the receiving end of even one collection call? Call Care One services for a consultation and debt analysis at 1-800-300-4418. In just one call, you can find out how quickly your debt can be paid in full. People who call for Care One services save an average of 30% in payments every month. Some can save up to 57%. So if you're over your head in credit card bills, call now and receive a consultation and debt analysis. Call for licensing details. Get out of debt and get on with your life. That's Care One Credit Counseling Services, 1-800-300-4418. That's 1-800-300-4418.
7:48, 48 minutes past the hour here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. I told you that Rocky's matching down incentive would end at the end of October, but I found out on Friday that's not true. It's extended. Why? Because people like to use it. And at Rocky's, that's their idea of how to do business, being good to their customers. So it has been extended, and it is not over in the month of October, and it's where you put down $1,500 and they put down $1,500, and you've got $3,000 down towards your next vehicle, and every vehicle on Rocky's lot has been winterized, and you can drive away knowing that you're in top condition for another Colorado winter. Also, it's a great time to shop for an all-new all-wheel drive or front-wheel drive, or four-wheel drive vehicle to help you get through the winter driving conditions. If you had trouble in the snow last week, thought to yourself, man, I shouldn't have to put up with this. Well, you're right. You shouldn't. You ought to go out to Rockies and get the most bang for your auto buck. And Rockies gets into the holidays in a big, big way. Right now, their entire showroom is done up for Halloween. Get out there and get a free jack-o'-lantern, one per customer, to take home to your family. Free pumpkin from Rockies. Rockies Autos, with the great people out there to work with. I name them off every single day. And man, they are good people. The Alshears, Tom and Marv, great folks. The Alshear brothers, ask for either one of them. Ask for Spanky. Ask for Tom. Ask for, you know what, any of the guys out there and ladies out there that are working out there will help you out. They're all really, really, really good, good people. Good folks, and they work very, very hard, over 100 of them, and over 650 vehicles on the lot. They have the largest selection of clean, late-model used vehicles, and that's one of the reasons why they're Colorado's number one volume dealer. Check them out on the internet at RockiesAutos.com, or get by and see them. Rockies Autos, corner of 63rd and Federal. They're open until 9 tonight.
A few years ago, I was hit by a drunk driver. The impact crushed my nose, knocked out 6 of my teeth, and broke 4 ribs in both my legs. It destroyed my car, but the damage didn't end there. The crash also shattered my sense of well-being, threw my future out of alignment, broadsided my family, rattled my confidence, shook my faith, derailed my career, rocked my marriage, devastated my wife, terrified my children, crushed my hopes. The crash was a long time ago, but me, my family, we're all still feeling it.
Even long after a drunk driving crash, survivors can still feel the impact again and again every day. But Mad Victim Services can help. We offer emotional, financial, and legal guidance to the victims of drunk driving. Mad knows how to help because we've been there too. For more information about Mad Victim Services, call 877-MAD-HELP. That's 877-MADDHELP or visit mad.org. We help survivors survive.
The Jay Marvin Show on AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Good morning, it's 7:51, 51 minutes past the hour. High today, 56, mostly sunny skies. Talking about foreclosures out there. And Weld County is one of the hottest in the foreclosure situation, one of the biggest in the country. This is a story that ran on CBS News. It's run at the top of the hour a couple of times. And I want to know what's going on out there foreclosure-wise. 303-713-7600. Let's go to Van in Boulder. Van, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hey, Jay.
Hey.
In my real life, I am a real estate broker. And I've been watching this happening for a couple of years now. And, I think you got a combination of things. I think you've got a bust in the broadband, and just our basic, major employer economy has taken a real hit over the last 4 or 5 years. We have a totally unregulated mortgage lending industry here. So, I want to be a mortgage broker. I set up shop. I say I can get you a mortgage, and I'm in business. And then we had a lot of building going on. And one of the things that's really interesting to me is that the areas that had no land use or no inhibitions in terms of how much they would build, those are the areas that are really getting drilled right now. So, up Greeley, Fort Collins way, you could build as many houses and in as many subdivisions as you wanted to. And, so the builders would go there and build as many houses and as many subdivisions as they could. And now, straight up, we've got way too much capacity, and we've got way too much inventory. I mean, in condos right now, we've got almost 4 years of inventory if you aggregate the whole Front Range. It's horrible.
Jeez.
Yeah, but the thing that's interesting is you look at Boulder County, and Boulder County is this little oasis because of, guess what, progressive liberal land use policies. Because even though there was a lot of building in Boulder County, Indian Peaks, during the late 90s, you had Rock Creek, that sort of thing, it was limited to a certain point. So they couldn't, build as much capacity as the land would allow because, you had this 135-acre chunk of farmland that was set aside, and you had this 100 acres and this 100 acres, and it's, in such a way that the county, didn't it doesn't have too much inventory for the number of people that actually want to live in the county. So our prices and our foreclosure rate are kind of flat in Boulder County. You look up in Greeley, brutal. I mean, as brutal in Greeley and in the Weld County area as it was back in 87, 88, 89. And, you know, I mean, it's a horrible situation. It's going to get worse. You know, my crystal ball says we hit bottom third, fourth quarter of 2007 up in Greeley.
And then things will turn around and get better?
No. I think it's actually going to be pretty analogous to the late 80s, early 90s. I think we'll hit bottom the same way we hit bottom in 88, 89, you know, as far as our real estate market hit bottom then. And then it was flat as a pancake until probably 94, and then it started to rocket in 94 and was on an upward trend through, you know, 2000. So, I mean, what I'm telling my clients and the people I work with is get your money together, get your cash together. It's still going to be easy to get loans, and there's going to be some amazing buying opportunities. And unless you absolutely positively have to sell, figure out a way to stay in your house.
Seems to me, man, maybe we need more regulation in the mortgage industry.
Oh, I, as a real estate broker, I would love it. You know, the number of times I've gotten to a closing where my clients have used a lender I wasn't familiar with or I didn't recommend to them, I've been at closings where they thought they were going to get a 5-1 arm, and the guy showed up with a 7-year balloon. And you're in a situation at the closing table that, you know, either sign that loan and then try to fix it or lose your earnest money. You know, I mean, and you see that all the time. I mean, I've seen it on at least, you know, over the last 5 years, I've seen new loans show up at the closing table on at least 3 different occasions. So, you know, and so you've got these people. I mean, you know, you could be buying, you know, the guy's other business could be, you know, selling drugs. And he could be a mortgage broker and a drug dealer, and maybe he's using his mortgage business to launder his drug earnings. I mean, that's another thing that's going on, is we've got an incredible amount of money laundering going through this really, you know, this unregulated mortgage industry. Because if you want to clean up some money, just run it through a house transaction.
Man, see, things unregulated just don't work.
No.
You can't leave things totally 100% to the free market.
Well, the thing about the free market is that that's like such a farce anyway, because all it does is when you have a free or an unregulated market, it just means that the big players get to regulate the market. So you might not have government regulation, but if you've got a free market and you've got 2 or 3 major players and, say, 20 or 30 minor players, the major players will define the rules that can be used in that marketplace. So, I mean, the idea of a free market is BS anyway. It's just a matter of whether or not you let the corporations regulate the market to their own interest, or you have somebody trying to regulate the market to the public good.
No, we need to regulate the market to the public good.
And that's what I completely agree. I mean, because I'm sitting here right now, it's going to be a painful situation, but I got to say, Jay, over the next year and a half, I am going to set myself up to make more money than I've made in the last 10 years. And it's simply because I saw this starting to come about two and a half years ago. I've been getting myself ready. I've been getting my clients ready. I've been giving them good advice. And I'm going to be on a buying spree third and fourth quarter of next year, because I'm going to pick up these properties at the best prices I'm going to be able to see them in 10 years, going either direction.
Hmm. Well,
so
maybe, you know, maybe that's also the reason, too, why this administration and Republicans can't get a lot of traction when it comes to bringing up the economy. Maybe this is also one part of it, too, for those people that are facing foreclosure. You know, how can you think the economy's going so great if you're stuck?
Oh, yeah. No, I mean, it's going to get ugly. I mean, you know, there's a website people can go to. It's mcbrio.com, mcbrio.com. And you can watch the foreclosure market progress on that website.
Oh.
And also look for some bargains.
All right, Van. Thanks, man.
All right, later.
Okay, we'll talk to you. Ed Schultz coming up. We'll take the Monday morning take at 8, and then we'll get back to this topic after we're done with Ed Schultz here on AM 760, Progressive Talk.
AM 760. 760 with Jay Marvin. Mornings at 6. At 10 a.m., it's Al Franken. Ed Schultz at 1. And Randy Rhodes at 4. Get the real story on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Ladies and gentlemen, we've got a great fight tonight. In one corner, a freshman state legislator. In the opposite corner, it's the well-heeled lobbyists.
I tell you, Bill, the odds are really in favor of Team Lobbyist. In Colorado, there are 11 of them for every legislator.
And $1.6 million in gifts and entertainment packs quite a punch. And we're underway.
Here come the lobbyists, waving free avalanche tickets, ski passes, golf at an exclusive private club.
Uh-oh, Team Lobbyist just sent in their heavy hitter, a recently retired legislator. He's an expert at working over his former colleagues and friends. Oh my, he's throwing a real haymaker, a $600 portable computer. She takes it. Down goes the legislator. Once again, the lobbyists win and good government loses. Amendment 41 bans lobbyist gifts to government officials and imposes a two-year waiting period before they can lobby. Give good government a fighting chance. Vote yes on 41. For more information, visit www.voteyeson41.com. Paid for by Coloradans for Clean Government.
AM 760 in HD.
Hey, Colorado, this is Ed Schultz, and you're listening to AM 760 Progressive Talk. KKZN, Thornton, Denver, Boulder.
CBS News, I'm Frank Setapanik. Artery-clogging trans fat is getting the boot from Kentucky Fried Chicken. KFC says many of its restaurants have already switched to healthier soybean oil, and the rest will by next April. Here in New York, the Board of Health is taking public comment on a proposed ban on trans fats in all restaurant food. On the streets of New York.
It's a very important step. It might be uncomfortable for some people, but in the long run, it's better for the country.
People should be responsible for what they do themselves, and it's not the government's business.
Ironically, fast food companies began using trans fat because health experts told them it was better than butter and lard. In Iraq, the U.S. death toll for October stands at an even 100. CBS News correspondent Lara Logan.
The 100th American to die this month in Iraq is a Marine who lost his life in Anbar province, west of Baghdad. Order! This has long been the front line of America's battle against Al-Qaeda in Iraq, and hundreds of Americans have died here.
At least 80 Iraqis have been killed today or found dead. 8 days before the midterm elections, it looks as though Democrats have a good chance to wrest control of the House from Republicans. But CBS News political consultant Amy Walter says handicapping the Senate race is a much tougher call.
Everybody's talking about this as a toss-up, and there's a good reason for that. There are so many polls that have these three or four or five races literally within the margin of error, 2 or 3 points.
Ever get the urge to get behind the wheel of a tour bus? Police in the Orlando area say 15-year-old Richie Davis did and stole one from the Central Florida Fairgrounds. Sergeant Dennis Lemus says he drove carefully, made all the stops, and collected fares like a pro.
Some of the passengers that were picked up had absolutely no idea that there was anything wrong.
Joyride ended when a passenger who thought the driver was a little bit young called 911. In Waterbury, Connecticut, city schools are closed because vandals damaged almost half the school bus fleet over the weekend. Jim Kearney is with the bus company.
They broke off windshield wipers. They broke doors. They broke into our side panels, which are our circuit breakers and relays. They put some graffiti on the buses.
A report on crime trends calls St. Louis the most dangerous place in America. CBS's Sean Adams visited the safest town.
Folks in Brick, New Jersey say don't get them wrong. They still lock their doors, and it's not like they put their jewelry out on the front porch. But this really is a safe place to live.
I mean, I'm a stranger. I came up to you, but you started talking to me. You must feel safe.
It's not like, you know, the other places where, you know, you can't even ask anybody for the time.
Over the past year in this working-class short town, no rapes, no murders. Violent crime is virtually unheard of. Residents credit a combination of good people and great police. And Vinny, a lifelong resident, adds,
not a lot of creeps around here, you know.
Sean Adams, CBS News, Brick, New Jersey.
In early Wall Street trading, the Dow's down 19, NASDAQ is down 6. This is CBS News.
To withdraw, to go away, to disappear. That's how the dictionary defines retirement. Time to redefine. Your generation's definitely not headed for bingo night. In fact, you could write a book about how you're going to turn retirement upside down.
The best book on retirement is the one you'll write, The Dream Book from Ameriprise Financial. To talk with an advisor near you about your retirement dreams, call 1-800-AMERIPRISE today.
Ameriprise Financial Services Incorporated, member NASD and SIPC.
What tobacco issues are important to you?
The health effects. That's what concerns me.
Last night, Brian went to PhilipMorrisUSA.com.
There's a lot of information there, but for me it all came down to this. There is no safe cigarette.
Cigarette smoking causes lung cancer, heart disease, and emphysema. If you'd like more information on the health effects of smoking, as well as links for smokers who've decided to quit, find out more. Visit PhilipMorrisUSA.com.
I'm Corey Lopez with an AM 760 local news update. Denver has gotten safer over the last year, according to a newly released report. That report, though, ranks St. Louis as the most dangerous city in the nation, the safest brick, New Jersey. A suspect in custody this morning after allegedly entering the home of a Denver police officer. It happened just after 4 o'clock yesterday morning in southeast Denver. The officer awoke and found the intruder in his house. Investigators say the officer fired at the intruder with a non-lethal beanbag shotgun and was able to arrest the suspect.
The intruder did enter his residence. He would have been okay to have used a lethal force, but he chose to use less lethal. And because of that, we do have a suspect that's in custody and the officer's family, and he's okay.
Detective John White with the Denver PD names the officer and suspect have not been released. Colts beat the Broncos at a last-second field goal. Broncos head to Pittsburgh this weekend. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News Update. I'm Corey Lopez. Now, Gina Michaels with AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Thanks, Corey. Well, I-70, definitely the highway to avoid this morning. We've had several wrecks along a stretch there, including a brand-new one eastbound I-70 at Peoria. And they just moved one out of traffic at Pecos, so expect heavy delays there in both directions, actually both areas of the eastbound side. Problems as well out of Boulder. We had a three-car wreck slowing down your right approaching Church Ranch. Not doing too badly in Boulder. We just have that Valmont closure between 30th and Wilderness Place. Water main break there. Security wait time at DIA, 5 minutes today. Weather outlook, breezy and mild this morning, turning colder by this afternoon. High of 58, currently 45. I'm Gina Michaels, AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Make sure Halloween goes off without a hitch. Head to Spooky Central at Walmart, your one-stop Halloween shop. You'll find all the coolest costumes and sweetest treats, plus DreamWorks Over the Hedge on DVD. Stop in to shop today.
The Blue List is AM 760's exclusive referral program dedicated to promoting progressive companies like Icon LASIK Center, Louise Aaron Attorney at Law, and Computer Superheroes. Go to am760.net today and learn more about how you can join these companies in support of Progressive Talk AM 760.
I want you to get up now.
It's time for the Monday Take at 8. Monday Take at 8.
I want you to get up right now, stick your head out, and yell, I'm not going to take this anymore!
The Monday Take at 8 with Jay Marvin and Ed Schultz.
Often analyzing important events and expressing their own opinions regarding them.
Marvin and Schultz on AM 760. Progressive Talk.
Good morning, 8:06, 6 minutes after 8. And the high today going to be 56. Under mostly sunny skies. Beautiful morning out there. Now it's time for the Monday Take at 8 with Ed Schultz. Ed is heard here Monday through Friday, 1 till 4 in the afternoon on AM 760, Progressive Talk. And welcome to the program, Big Ed. How you doing?
Good morning, Jay. Good to be with you.
How was your weekend?
Actually, it was great. We had spent some time out in the field yesterday getting ready for deer hunting coming up, which is going to be next weekend, but it was wanted to get make sure the two stands that we were going to use were all secure and ready to go, and driving around on ATV and trying to get away from the news for 24 hours, you know?
Yeah, there you go. Well, I sat all day Saturday, or a good chunk of Saturday, and watched what I had T-voted and saved, which was the Brazilian Grand Prix. So I tried to hide from the news that way.
Yeah, no, I think, you know, it's everything is so intense these days. You got to somehow walk away from it a little bit and not get too far away, you know?
Yep, I agree. All right, let's kick this off with, if you watch this week with George Stephanopoulos, Michael J. Fox was on, and this is a response to Limbaugh. And check this out, and then I want to get your comment.
Well, I don't want to rile you up, but I am going to bring up Rush Limbaugh only one more time.
There you go!
One of the things he says is that when you're talking about all these cures, you're giving people false hope.
When you start telling them that there's a cure right around the corner, if only somebody gets elected, you are misleading them. You are creating a false hope scenario. And that is cruel.
What is crueler, to not have hope or to have hope? And it's not, and it's false hope. It's a very informed hope. I mean, it's hope that's informed by the opinion a leading scientist almost to the point of unanimity that embryonic stem cells, because they're pluripotent, because they have the capacity to be anything, and are truly, you know, will it be a straight path to victory? Probably not. Probably you'll have stutter steps along the way. In fact, they just did some work where they found that it actually relieved the symptoms of Parkinson's in one test, but there was some tissue residue that built up, which is not ideal. But two steps forward, one step back. You know, it's the process. It's how this country was built. It's what we do. I don't want to get too corny about it, but isn't that what the person in the harbor with the thing? It's about hope. And so to characterize hope as some kind of malady or some kind of flaw of character or national weakness is to me really counter to what this country is about.
Comments?
Well, my comments are is that Limbaugh doesn't know what he's talking about when it comes to stem cell research, and the conservatives out there have tried to push the idea that there's going to be more abortions, that there's going to be more of a black market, and that they can get everything they need done through research with adult stem cell research. And all of those things are simply false. Obviously, hope is a big part of it, but there is clearly evidence that through embryonic stem cell research that the type of cells that are used are going to give different results. That's been proven. So when you start looking at all the different diseases that are out there that would have more than hope, would open up a whole new generation of research, you have to believe that Michael J. Fox is not politically motivated. It's about his illness, and it's about the illness of millions of other Americans who are hoping that the party that is in favor and has consistently been in favor of embryonic stem cell research, discarded cells from fertility clinics, why? Why not? Why hold it back? But this has been the most anti-science administration in the history of the country. They're against everything.
Yeah.
So I think that this is really one of the best things that could have happened to the Democrats and to science, is that Limbaugh is shooting his mouth off about a political ad in which Michael J. Fox did the same thing for Arlen Specter in 2004 in Pennsylvania.
Yeah, which Limbaugh, of course, neglected to mention.
Sure, he neglected to mention, because he's not going to let the facts get in the way of the way they want the outcome to be. They're all about winning. They're going to do everything they possibly can. They didn't expect that they were going to have to fight stem cell research, you know, less than 2 weeks before the midterm election. They had no idea that this was going to be an issue. But it's a microcosm of how the country thinks, Jay. It's about the issues. It's not about any one president, any one vice president, any one candidacy. It is about the issues and the direction and the philosophy of the country. And that's why these polls have been so consistent in recent days. Now, Limbaugh talks about giving people false hope. What in the heck is this policy in Iraq giving us false hope about how we're going to be safer over here if we fight them over there, when it was law enforcement with the United States and mostly the Brits that thwarted the attacks on America with those 10 airlines that were going to be blown up with liquids? So talk about false hope that what we're doing in Iraq is going to make us safer. That's the best example of false hope that we can get.
Yeah, I'm glad you segued into that at 8:12 minutes after 8. Jay Marvin along with Ed Schultz. Big Ed, who's heard here Monday through Friday, 1 until 4 in the afternoon, and it's our Monday Take at 8. Listen to this. This is John Boehner. This is Bad Dog Boehner on Stephanopoulos's.
What'd you call him?
Bad Dog Boehner.
It should be Mad.
Mad Dog Boehner. All right, on Stephanopoulos this week. And when I heard this, and I've already played it a couple of times this morning, I can't figure out how anybody who has any rational grasp of the facts can believe what he's saying here, but give it a listen.
We're going to speed up the training of air troops. And at the end of the day, we've got to change those conditions. But this is the central front in the war with
Al-Qaeda. John McCain says that in order to win, the Americans should add 20,000 troops on the ground in Iraq.
The president is listening to the commanders on the ground. And we're going to do everything we can to support the commanders on the ground. But winning is the only option. And giving up and bringing the troops home, as my Democrat colleagues want to do, is not the answer.
Some Democrats are saying it would fix time for withdrawal, not all. Let me just ask one more question on this. Your own senator, as I said, Mike DeWine, thinks Rumsfeld has to go. Do you agree?
I think Donald Rumsfeld's the best thing that's happened to the Pentagon in 25 years. This Pentagon and our military needs a transformation. And I think Donald Rumsfeld's the only man in America who knows where the bodies are buried at the Pentagon, has enough experience to help transform that institution. Let's not take the problems in Iraq, the tough fight that we're in there, and blame it on anyone. We're in a tough fight. Al-Qaeda is doing everything they can to disrupt our efforts in Iraq, to disrupt the new government, creating more violence than anyone can imagine. And defeating Al-Qaeda there is important, because if we were to pull out before we win, we will embolden every terrorist in every corner of the world. And then, instead of fighting them in Iraq, we'll be fighting them on every street in America.
You want to comment on that?
Well, Rumsfeld knows where all the bodies are buried. That's the point.
That's right.
He knows where the bodies are buried. He doesn't know where the guns are, though. They can't figure out where the guns are. They've lost track of all of them as well.
Right, that's true.
Here's what Democrats ought to do. Democrats need to get out on the campaign trail and ask their opponents, do you agree with the Republican leadership that Donald Rumsfeld is the best thing that ever happened to the Pentagon in this country? I mean, the fact is, you got the number three guy in power on the Democratic side over there saying that Rumsfeld's the best thing that ever happened. I would take that comment and pin it right to Marilyn Musgrave. Is that what you believe? And then document all the missteps and all the miscalculations that have taken place under Rumsfeld's regime. I think that's the kind of stuff that walks you right to victory, and, of course, getting the vote out as well. But Rumsfeld's incompetency has been well documented by people who have graduated from West Point and have retired with stars on their shoulders. The guy's a buffoon.
It's unbelievable, though, that Boehner just gets on there and spouts that off like we're supposed to walk away and believe that.
Well, DeWine, it's interesting that, you know, Stephanopoulos mentioned DeWine because obviously Boehner is from Ohio as well. DeWine is going to get defeated by Sherrod Brown. That's going to happen unless they doctor with the machines in Ohio and create some type of unlawful controversy or unlawful act. Who knows what's going to happen there? But my feeling is that they can't do it to every one of them. And I think that the turnout and the sentiment of the country is going to overwhelm any kind of fraudulent behavior on the part of voter fraud. But DeWine has put himself, distanced himself from Bush. DeWine has distanced himself from Rumsfeld. But the fact is, DeWine has got more oil stocks in his portfolio than anybody else in the United States Congress at $1.47 million. And his spokesman, they're worried about it after this was uncovered. His spokesman's out there saying, well, he doesn't have anything to do with the trading. That's the family portfolio that's handled by somebody else. The fact is, out of the last 10 votes, DeWine has gone 7 times with the oil companies on controversial votes that favor them. He votes in favor of big oil, and he's got more stocks than anybody else when it comes to big oil. So these kinds of things are adding up, and I think it's going to spell defeat for the Republicans.
Yeah, I think definitely DeWine and also Santorum are both going to be out of work. I think you can look at both of those and just nail them.
Yeah, I think Santorum's in trouble. I think Laura Bush up there this weekend, you know, they're sending the most popular person in the White House. It's not going to matter. I think Casey is staying the course, not responding to it, and I think he's going to win in Pennsylvania, and Santorum's going to be out. He'll be ambassador to do Iran or something.
Yeah, right. You know what? I wouldn't doubt it. I wouldn't doubt that.
Well, they're just going to recycle these guys back into the administration.
Yeah.
Good ambassador jobs. The fact is they won't be voting on anything. That's a good thing.
Yeah, either that or he'll become a lobbyist. And that gets me down to this. Turnout, voter turnout. You know the Republicans are famous for that 72 to 74 hour voter turnout operation that they have going, and Democrats under Howard Dean have worked very, very hard here to build their machine. And in some cases, as the New York Times pointed out over the weekend, some Democratic organizations work at cross purposes, and that we're not quite as together as the GOP is. But will that GOP, will that machine, will it work this time?
Well, that's the question. Does the mood of America outduel the Rove machine? And I think it does. I think that statistically right now it would have to be a total flop for the Democrats to lose the House. The Senate is in play, but obviously, you know, Rove has stopped short of explicitly calling on federal officials to take action. I mean, he stayed within the rules, but everybody knows exactly what he's doing. They're going around the country, and they're unfolding these gimmies to these districts and then laying it on the Republican candidate as the savior and trying to, you know, get these federal agencies out there to help the vote and to motivate them. Of course there's going to be an 11-hour plan, a 72-hour plan to mobilize the political employees from cabinet agencies, but the fact here is that the mood of the country and also the outsourcing, the two Americas, the have and the have-nots, the tax cuts, the deficits, the health care, the education, the energy costs, all of these policies, it's been one domino after another. That is going to rally, I think, a big turnout. You got a lot of candidates, Jay, who are working awfully hard. Look at Angie Piccioni.
She's oh, yeah.
She's a microcosm of the effort that's out there across the country. And you look in Idaho, and you look in Utah, and you look at some of those districts, there are close races where they've never been close before, which tells me that the Democrats are going to score well. I think it's going to be 25 seats minimum in the House, maybe up to 35. It's going to be a big swing to the Democrats. I also think that there's a very good chance that 7 seats are going to be picked up in the Senate. I believe that. I believe that Webb can beat Allen. I believe that Talent's going to lose to McCaskill. I know Conrad Burns is going to lose to Tester. And I think Lincoln Chafee is going to be out. Also, Sherrod Brown is going to win in Ohio. Casey's going to win in Pennsylvania. Both Nelson's in Nebraska and Florida are going to win. The only Republican that I see winning right now in a close race is John Kyle down in Arizona.
What about Corker and Ford?
Corker and Ford is, I tell you what, that race in Tennessee is going to, I think, tell a lot for 08 as well, because if a black man can be elected, and I know this is hard audio for a lot of people, but this is a fact because there is a southern culture here. The Democrats have not been able to get a southern state, but if a black man can go to the United States Senate from the state of Tennessee, I think that that is going to be exemplary of where the country has shifted. And I think that Harold Ford has even made that a close race and is leading in many polls, that this is a real tide tester here for America. And I think that that ad that they played is exactly who the RNC is. They're brutal. They'll play the race card. They'll do anything to win. But I think that that race is showing us that there is a cultural shift in the country. And that, I just think it's very positive. And I think, of course, Harold Ford, I've met him and had him on the program many times. I've seen him met him in Washington numerous times. Let me tell you something. This guy is a class act. He's a very respectful man, and he's a hard worker. He has the respect of his peers. He's going to be a great United States senator from Tennessee, but I think that's a pivotal race. So I think it's going to be 25 to 35 in the House. I think it'll be 7 seats in the Senate. I really do.
Well, you know, I hope you're right. I really, really hope you're right.
Eddie, well, Democrats can't phone it in. I mean, they got to work at it. Obviously, they got to keep going at it.
No, we all have to get out.
Way to a championship. But, I mean, I think that for all of this to happen to this country and then all of a sudden people roll out of bed on November 7th and say, well, I don't care, I'm not going to do it, I don't believe that. I don't believe that at all. You look at the union mobilization that's taking place in this country. You look at the boots on the ground for many of these House races. It is a national referendum on the direction of the country is what it is. And we lost 100 men in Iraq in this month alone. We got money and resources that can't be accounted for. Americans are sick of this stuff. They're sick of it. That's why the middle of the roaders are going to be turning on this. They want balance in government. They want oversight. They don't want a cabal. They don't want secrecy. They don't want people on the Intelligence Committee being shoved aside into another room and something else is happening somewhere else that they don't know about. They don't want secret programs. You know, they want secret programs if they're secret and not politically motivated. To this day, we don't know if John Kerry's campaign was infiltrated. We don't know that. We don't know, and it was a very small margin of victory for the Bushies in Ohio. So we don't know how they use this NSA program. There's a lot of things we don't know. And this is a vote for change. Now, here's a key point. Millman, yesterday on the Talking Heads, he goes down the road about taxes. They're still trying to tell people that Democrats are going to crank your wallet. Give me a break. You know, there is going to be no tax increase on 98% of Americans.
No, the only thing that's going to happen is that those who make between $75,000 and $500,000 a year, unless Congress moves to delay it again, are going to get caught in that alternative minimum tax hang-up. And that's the fault of the president and the GOP, which has controlled Congress, for not doing anything about that reality. That has nothing
Millman
to do with Democrats.
Millman was out there this week trying to say that if you make $50,000 a year in a family of four, your taxes are going up.
No, that's a lie. That's an absolute lie.
What an absolute crock. We're going to get Charlie Rangel on today. They're picking on him and what he said. We're going to clarify that. We're going to get the New York congressman on. He's a great guy. He cuts to the chase, and he's going after these gangsters, and he's going to set the record straight.
All right, Ed. Good talking to you this morning. You always get my blood pumping, and we'll check you out this afternoon between 1 and 4.
All right, buddy. Good to be with you, Jay. Thanks.
All right, take care, Eddie. There's Big Ed. Hear him this afternoon between 1 and 4. You miss any of that, you can get it on podcast at am760.net. I want to get back to the foreclosure topic about what's going on in Weld County. 303-713-7600. I got four lines open. If you've been through foreclosure, if you're battling foreclosure, if you know what's going on out there, let's talk about what's going on in the state of Colorado, and let's talk about what's going on in Weld County, which CBS calls one of the...
Do you own a growing business that has to compete with much larger firms? Do you work at a company whose team is constantly on the road? If so, Office Evolution can improve your professional image and your efficiency by providing live answering to handle all your phone calls in 8 office locations from Littleton to Fort Collins, where you can reserve conference rooms for meetings or drop in to get work done between appointments. Visit OfficeEvolution.com to learn more. Office Evolution. Someday, everyone will work this way.
For the today, breezy and mild this morning. Cold winds blowing in by afternoon. Looking for a high of 58. Right now, 45. I'm Gina Michaels, AM760, Progressive Talk.
As the nation's 13th largest home builder, Meritage Homes is excited to introduce to Denver their unique approach to home building. They've carefully chosen 6 distinctive neighborhoods to debut over 20 different and unique floor plans. Visit MeritageColorado.com today and discover the Meritage difference.
Landstar Logistics reminds area listeners that 80% of women under the age of 40 find the breast cancer themselves. Your knowledge and involvement can make all the difference for surviving the disease. Learn how to do monthly self-exams and get mammograms and clinical breast exams on a yearly basis. Armed with basic awareness, your chances of detecting cancer are better. This is from Landstar Logistics in Littleton. That's Landstar Logistics, continuing to support the fight against breast cancer. Landstar Logistics.
When you're looking to build a new facility, there's a lot riding on your shoulders. You need to get it built quickly. And most importantly, you need it to stay within budget. What you need is a pre-engineered steel building from Anthem Steel. You won't believe how much you'll save in both time and money with a brand new built-to-last steel building. You select the size, you select the style. For free information, call Anthem Steel at 1-800-700-5085. That's 1-800-700-5085. 1-800-700-5085.
You may be sitting there right now wondering how you're going to make it through the day. Do you worry yourself sick, beat yourself up, or put yourself down? This isn't the real you. You used to be happy and have confidence and dreams, remember? Well, it's time to get it back. You owe it to yourself to pick up the phone and call for a powerful free tape that can help you get your life back. I'm Lucinda Bassett, founder of the Midwest Center for Stress and Anxiety. Please, let me help you help yourself. Call 1-800-400-9409. That's 1-800-400-9409. 1-800-400-9409.
Ladies and gentlemen, I give you the person we all know is the strongest candidate in this race.
Thank you, thank you.
I'm glad you all invited me here today. The fact is, I really have nothing to say, except...
I'm handsome, I'm funny, I tell a good joke. I'll hug you, I'll kiss you, I don't even smoke. My family's impeccable, my past quite respectable. Vote for me, assuredly, but don't ask about Social Security. Come have some pie with me.
Don't fall for the song and dance. Vote the issues, not just the personality. Find out where the candidates stand on health care reform and Social Security. Learn where they stand on the issues that will affect you long after the voting booths close. And then make an informed decision this November. To find out more, visit don'tvote.com or call 1-800-830-7844. And get your AARP Voter's Guide. Paid for by AARP.
Have you ever wondered what life is like for Al Franken? Join AM 760 Progressive Talk in the Boulder Weekly on Tuesday, November 1st and Wednesday, November 2nd at the Boulder Theater. It's the movie premiere of Al Franken, God Spoke. Learn what it's really like to be a progressive icon. Progressive Club members, look for our upcoming email giving you a special members-only discount on tickets.
Not a Progressive member?
Register now and get more information on AM760.net.
Good morning. It's 8:29, 29 minutes after 8. AM 760, Progressive Talk. Streaming at AM760.net. High today 56 and mostly sunny. We're talking about foreclosures and what's going on out there. CBS highlights Weld County in Colorado as having a huge foreclosure rate. As a matter of fact, CBS says things got so bad in Colorado that the state just set up a first-of-its-kind foreclosure hotline and got 1,400 calls on the first day. What's going on out there with all these foreclosures? 303-713-7600. Maybe you are going through it. Maybe you're facing it. Maybe you have gone through it. Maybe you're in the real estate business. Maybe you know what's going on out there. And how much of this has to do with the economy? How much has to do with bad mortgage practices? What's driving this? What's driving this so that this story makes national headlines? Sharon in Weld County. Sharon, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hello.
Hi, Sharon.
What I wanted to tell the public about is decisions by Weld County are likely going to negatively affect the foreclosure rate in the future. They have approved or are in the process of approving over 20,000 residential units in unincorporated Weld County. To put this in perspective, Weld County population is around 210,000 to 240,000, and 20,000 homes would house about 60,000 people, so that's about a quarter of the population. So there's an oversupply of houses on the market, and our county should not be competing with the municipalities.
Boy, you're like the third or fourth person who's talked about this, about too much housing out there, about an overabundance of housing. And still, they're out there building more?
Yeah, and I mean, the approval for houses in unincorporated Weld is also going to increase our taxes in the future because it costs more in community services than those properties generate. So not only are you going to see more an overabundance of houses in the future, you're going to see higher tax rates because of them.
Mm. Well, it seems to me if there was an overabundance of housing, it seems to me they would slow down and stop building as much.
Yeah, it seems to me that they would do that, but that's not what's occurring. I mean, our county is approving lots of them, and it just seems never-ending. I mean, 20,000 is a huge number to have in an unincorporated area, and they're doing these on the outskirts of towns.
How's the economy out there where you live?
Well, in my area, it's doing quite well. I live in Southwest Weld County. I don't live in the Greeley area, and the housing market here is still good for new houses, but there are people here that have had their houses on the market for 2 or 3 years and haven't been able to sell them. You know, they lose their job, and their house goes into foreclosure. And, it's happened down here, but not at the same rate that I believe that's happening in the Greeley area.
Are there a lot of people out there in the Greeley area, say, for instance, that are losing their jobs?
I've talked to quite a few people. The unemployment seems to be one of the bigger issues in the foreclosure rate in the Greeley area.
Hmm. All right, Sharon, thanks. I appreciate the call.
All right, thank you.
You bet.
All right, bye.
All right, got a couple of lines open here. 303-713-7600. Is unemployment causing this? Is there too many houses out there? Is it bad lending practices? What's causing all of this foreclosure business? And it seems to me like if there were too many houses, they would just stop building. because you'd, then you'd have the old supply and demand thing going on. But this is making national headlines across the country about what's going on out here in Weld County in Colorado in the housing market. Colorado, Nevada, and Florida now have the highest foreclosure rates, while the number of foreclosures in California have tripled since last year. What's causing all of this? 8:33 at AM 760, Progressive Talk. Let's get a look at progressive traffic now with Gina.
Well, I-70's been a real struggle for us this morning, Jay. Eastbound, we're still clearing out a wreck right near Peoria. Had multiple vehicles involved in that, so it could take a little bit longer. Traffic really jammed up back to Havana. We also have that problem on the turnpike. It's eastbound lanes of Highway 36 right near Church Ranch, so just expect some continued slowing there. Otherwise, weather today, just looking to be a nice...
Introducing Orbitz.com's latest innovative travel service, Orbitz TLC Mobile Access. Now you have the power of Orbitz in the palm of your hand. Our customers agree.
I got flight status in my hand.
I got hotel availability
in my hand.
I got my travel itinerary
in my hand. I got Orbitz TLC in my hand.
Anyone can use Orbitz TLC Mobile Access. Just enter mobile.orbitz.com and go.
Hotel availability in select markets.
Darn good. Find out how to get your hands on an HD radio on AM760.net.
Learn anything and everything you ever wanted to know about home financing with mortgage expert Ken Michaels. Listen to Mortgage Makeovers, the talk show that guides you through the financial maze. Ken Michaels, the president of First Nationwide Lending, has over 20 years' experience in helping people with less than perfect credit. If you have loan issues or just want some free advice, tune in to Mortgage Makeovers live this Sunday morning from 8 to 10 a.m. and call in with your questions.
Imagine your perfect life when you never have to give money a second thought. Now imagine living that life today and when you retire. Hi, I'm Ross Jardine, and I've taught thousands of people how to make money in the stock market. If you're already trading stocks or options and you're not satisfied with your results, or if you want to trade but you're afraid you'll lose money, let me help you by sending you my free stock investing toolkit. In this kit, you'll get my latest DVD and my easy-to-use stock investor software. This DVD is not a sales pitch, it's valuable instruction, where I show you how to use a proven three-step investing process and the Stock Investor software to help you make money trading stocks and options. This is a limited-time offer. To get your free Stock Investing Toolkit and free 30-day membership to Stock Investor, get ready to write down this phone number. Call 1-800-892-3019. This is a limited-time offer, so call 1-800-892-3019. That's 1-800-892-3019.
Congress is out of control. Corruption, bribery, the Iraq mess, cuts to veterans' benefits. Now a congressman preying on 16-year-old boys. This is Marilyn Musgrave's Congress. Musgrave, linked to the biggest scandals and named one of the 13 most corrupt members of Congress. Now when the politicians sweep the Mark Foley congressional page scandal under the rug, Marilyn Musgrave is silent. We need change. We need a principled leader who will stand up to powerful politicians. Angie Piccioni.
I say enough is enough. Marilyn Musgrave is using every trick in the book to distract you from the real issues. She's attacked me on a 15-year-old bankruptcy, but her big spending is bankrupting America. Marilyn attacked my personal finances, but voted to raise her own pay. I passed tough immigration laws. What has she done? Cut border patrols. I'm Angie Piccioni, and I approve this message because if Marilyn Musgrave keeps lying about my record, I'll keep telling the truth about hers.
Paid for by Angie Piccioni for Congress.
Randy Rhodes, today at 4.
Right now, Jay Marvin on AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Yeah, we're talking about money here, honey. 8:37, it's 37 minutes past the hour, high today 56. Mostly sunny, AM 760, Progressive Talk. And Jay Marvin along with you, we're talking about home foreclosures being on the rise. And Weld County is singled out as one of the places where it has gone up dramatically. By the way, the Colorado foreclosure hotline is toll-free. It's 1-877-601-HOPE. That's 1-877-601-HOPE. Let's go back to the phones, and we go to Rhonda in Wheat Ridge. Rhonda, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Good morning.
Hi.
Hi. I just wanted to say that I think that one of the reasons that we're having issues is that people are putting far too much money into their homes without the possibility of recouping it. I live in an area. I've lived in this neighborhood in Wheat Ridge for 24 years. There have been many, many changes over those years, but recently there have been homes on the market where the elderly people have left and gone to live closer to their children, that sort of thing. Those homes have been on the market for a period of time, and the people who have purchased them have gotten them on interest-only loans, and they're turning around and putting all this money into these houses that they will never recoup. My neighbor just told me that he is going to be popping the top on his house as well as adding a 3-car garage, which is totally out of character for the neighborhood.
Mm.
We have all one-story ranch, brick, some, you know, just ranch, but brick homes, and this is right smack in the middle of it. When I've talked to real estate agents in this area, they told me that the city of Wheat Ridge is, in fact, they consider a 2-bedroom, 1-bath home to be dysfunctional. And they now have a program where they're actually giving low-cost or low-interest loans to people if they're willing to pop the tops on their home and add a master bedroom. And it's just the people next to me, again, they will never recoup the cost in their home.
So they can't get it back when they put it on the market?
Oh, absolutely not. There's no way. No way. And, in fact, it makes it because it is so out of character for the area, it makes the rest of our homes look like fancy shacks. I mean, it's just, I don't think it's going to do anything for the value of our homes either. But, and I also found out that there's someone who's been buying up property in the neighborhood. He just tore down one house, put 2 in its place, one that fit more with the general area of the neighborhood, the other that's huge, and the one that's huge has not sold. Our area is probably $250,000 homes. Maybe a little under that in general. This home is probably $600,000. It's been sitting vacant for at least 6 months. We've had police activity there because it's been so vacant for so long. Kids are breaking into it, that sort of thing. I just don't see the logic. You know, the city of Wheat Ridge calls that their revitalization program. I don't see where that revitalizes our neighborhood.
Boy, that sounds that just doesn't sound like very good planning to me. And I know the feeling too of having that kind of situation go on where you got a house that's sitting there and that it's empty, and you know there's nothing you can do about it. I mean, because it's not sold, and what are you going to do? And $600,000 is a lot of money in an area where homes are only, what, $250,000?
Right. And there's some homes that are probably worth less than that. And in fact, the home that is directly across the street from this home that was built, this man has been rumored, I haven't been able to verify it yet, has bought 6 other properties in this area and offered the people directly across the street $250,000 for theirs, which it's not worth that, but obviously has plans to do this sort of thing all over the neighborhood. And I know that, you know, there's the whole issue of popping the top, and, you know, people think sometimes that's good. But I in this situation, I just think really it's a slippery slope in terms of where our neighborhood is going to go. I don't see that revitalizing anything.
Well, if I lived there, I would find that troubling, too. Rhonda, thank you. Thank you for the information. Really appreciate the call.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Okay. See you later. Let's go to Brian in Denver. Brian, you're on AM760. Good morning.
Hey, how are you?
Doing good.
I was at your at the Lanny Garrett judging, and I sat there, and you kept sticking the microphone in my face, but I wanted to say hi, and I've got a couple of comments about all of this.
I know exactly who you are. Okay, go ahead.
My background is in economics, although I'm a retired lawyer. It's like immigration. This is one of the most complex issues out there, and unfortunately, I see most of the problems coming from both overzealous borrowers and overzealous lenders. And people in this country have no sense of saving anymore, and they've seen their houses as banks that they can go borrow from without consequence. And they've been driven by personal desire, personal need. Obviously, those people who've needed the money for school or emergencies have every right to bank on their houses. But there's just been this mass consumption binge, and we can blame that on all kinds of things, including just a desire to buy everything out there. We've also had some pretty serious predatory lending practices, particularly in Colorado. As you know, and I think as you've said, there haven't been any serious regulations of mortgage activity in the state until recent days. And people just have preyed on, have valued homes that at levels that shouldn't have, that they shouldn't have reached.
Well, people
and
like
have lent money on homes that shouldn't have been subject to loans. And
well, people ought to keep that in mind when going to the polls, because under the GOP, you're not going to get any regulation.
That's right, exactly, and it's vital that lenders be regulated. I heard I don't want to jump on this station, but I know the weekends sometimes there are shows that are revenue producers. But there was a guy on here about, two or three weeks ago, who was saying, and I'm not kidding, that because housing values were going to go down, the first thing you should do is run to his mortgage brokerage company and borrow more money before the value of your house goes down. And I just stared at my radio thinking, my God, did I just hear that? Because that's going to put people right into the same pit that they're in now, and obviously it's one of the most predatory practices you can have. It's just wrong to go borrow money when you know the value of your asset's going to go down, because they're just going to turn around and foreclose on you.
Yeah.
Craziness. But those are really the primary comments I had today. I didn't want to step on people. In terms of the comment the lady who was just on had, again, it's a mixed bag. There are neighborhoods that definitely need revitalization, and all homes in the long run will value from that. But then there's the other side of that, and our huge houses that don't appear at this point to belong in a neighborhood appropriate. I don't know. I mean, it's a tough call. One thing I do know, and you can go back about 100 years and look at the statistics, there are cycles in this part of the economy. Housing has a tendency, and it's not an absolute. I'm not saying that it's like the weather that you can predict it, but housing has had a 15 to 20-year cycle for years and years and years, and we're at that point in the cycle where it's dropping. And the question is how far down it'll go, and nobody can predict that. But there is almost always, unless the world goes into a massive war or there's a massive depression in the next several years, there will be a rebound, but I can't tell you how high or how long or when. It's just there are cycles that are identifiable as you go back, and we're in the nasty part of the current cycle.
Yeah, in today's world, too, it's very sometimes hard to stay out of debt. I mean, wages are stagnant, and most people don't want to, you know, most of these people who sing rosy praises about the economy don't want to give that any credence. And one of the first places they'll always go when you hear them is they'll always say, oh, well, look at the stock market. Well, that's fine.
Yeah,
you're in the investor class, but if you're, you know, making, if you're hauling home wages, If you got the smell of wages on you, man, I mean, those wages aren't moving.
We've got two economies in this country. And the one that the investor class sees, and Jay, I'm probably going to shock you, but I'm part of the investor class. I just don't agree with what's happening. And I'll tell you why. There are two economies. There are people who do well in investments, and the rest of the economy is getting hammered. And what many people in what you call the investor class don't get is that unless all boats are lifted, and I don't believe in the concept of, you know, rising sea raises or rising tide raises all boats, because it's not true. But what the people that you call the investor class don't understand is that unless everyone else is doing well and everyone else is not incurring massive debt and unless everyone else is seeing legitimate savings and legitimate spending and legitimate income, and that means a lot more than they're making right now, then the entire economy will suffer, and everybody will suffer. A falling tide drops all boats. That is true. A rising tide doesn't raise all boats. But it's vitally important for people at the top to understand that they're only going to be making money in the long run if everybody is making money. And this difference, what is it, 417%, the differential between the lowest paid and most in the average company and the highest paid in the average company is now 417 times. That's insane. In Japan, it's about 25 or 30 times, which is still high, but it's not as insane. But people at the top have got to understand that they're not going to do any better if the guy at the bottom doesn't do well, too.
Yeah.
They don't get that.
Yeah.
I don't know how to get the message to them. I mean, bluntly, I know some of them, and they don't get it. They look at me like I'm crazy. Just tell them, you are going into a situation where there's a depression if you don't understand that you've got to have the entire economy do well.
They don't,
they just don't get it.
They don't get it. Well, they don't get it. You know what? They don't get it because a lot of it is they don't care. Hey, man, thank you.
Absolutely true. Thank you, Jay, for your time. Thanks for having me on.
You bet, man. Thanks.
Right.
All right, it's 8:48, 48 minutes past the hour here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. More of your calls on foreclosures, and we'll get traffic right now with Gina.
Eastbound I-70 continues to be the area to avoid. We had a four-car wreck that was blocking the right lane, so the delays continue now between 270 and Peoria. Again, that's I-70 eastbound, right lane at Peoria. No other problems right now along I-70. It's just been a tough drive throughout the morning due to a series of crashes. Still have traffic very heavy through Aurora, southbound 225, just after Parker. Eastbound C-470 getting hit with some heavy congestion now, Kipling to University. And westbound lanes of the Boulder Turnpike, busy at Federal. Weather today? Looking for some high clouds, high of 58, some cold winds blowing in by afternoon. Right now, 47 degrees. I'm Gina Michaels on 760 Progressive Talk.
Finish that bachelor's degree you started years ago. Learn how working adults can complete their degrees at DU evenings or online.
Those long Colorado winters, bring them on. That massive snowfall, people here love it. That wind that blows, those bone-chilling temps, people in Colorado can take it.
Because they come home to a Wind River Spa. This is Rick Hallett, owner of Wind River Spas. Mountain men and women appreciate the soothing warmth and high quality of a Wind River Spa. The best warranty in the business means peace of mind while you soak. Wind River Spas, made in Colorado, for Colorado. Check us out at windriverspas.com.
Interest rates are at historic lows, so now is the perfect time to refinance at LendingTree. When banks compete, you win. Call 1-800-555-TREE or visit LendingTree.com for licensing.
CheaperUsedAutos.com. Are you thinking about buying a used car, truck, or SUV? Well, you'll save time and a boatload of cash guaranteed at CheaperUsedAutos.com. You'll be amazed at the selection. Over 800 cars, trucks, and SUVs right at your fingertips and right here in Denver. All makes, all models, even program cars, all with special, low internet pricing. CheaperUsedAutos.com. You're gonna love it. Find what you're looking for now at CheaperUsedAutos.com.
Agencies offering Care One credit counseling services can help. Do you have $4,000, $6,000, $10,000 in credit card bills? It's time to get out of debt and get on with your life. Call for Care One services at 1-800-300-4418. Are you behind in paying medical bills or personal loans? Been on the receiving end of even one collection call? Call Care One Services for a consultation and debt analysis at 1-800-300-4418. In just one call, you can find out how quickly your debt can be paid in full. People who call for Care One Services save an average of 30% in payments every month. Some can save up to 57%. So if you're over your head in credit card bills, call now and receive a consultation and debt analysis. Call for licensing details. Get out of debt and get on with your life. That's Care One Credit Counseling Services, 1-800-300-4418. That's 1-800-300-4418.
You can buy omega-3 fish oil anywhere, but where can you get it for free? From the people of Iceland, from Iceland Health. We believe so much in the power of our omega-3s that we want to give you a free bottle so you can experience the amazing benefits yourself. Just call today to request your free bottle.
As a result of taking Iceland Health, my blood pressure has dropped tremendously.
Iceland Health omega-3s come from the clean, cold waters of Iceland and have twice the power of ordinary fish oil. They offer more than just protection for your heart. They have powerful benefits for your joints, memory, even your skin.
Since I've taken omega-3, the arthritis has disappeared.
Iceland Health omega-3 made me feel 100% better.
Call now to find out how to get your free bottle of Iceland Health Omega-3 Soft Gels and feel the difference. For your free bottle, call 1-800-400-4194. That's 1-800-400-4194. 1-800-400-4194.
Hi-Tech Import Automotive understands you want your car repaired quickly. You want it repaired right, and you want it done by experienced technicians who take pride in their work and their integrity. Call Hi-Tech Import Automotive in Lakewood at 303-988-2868. Hi-Tech specializes in Toyota, Lexus, Honda, Acura, and Nissan using genuine factory parts. Call 303-988-2868, and you'll get $20 off any service or repair job over $100. For work on your electrical, brakes, suspension, clutch, engine, or transmission, call
High-Tech Import in Lakewood.
The Army National Guard.
My name is Cheryl Hatcher. I joined the National Guard because of September 11th. I wanted to make the difference in the world. The Guard is a huge help to the community. It's amazing there's the support that we give to the community and that the community gives to us. If you were someone coming to me saying, I want to join the Guard, I would absolutely say that it's really one of the best decisions. We're going to give you your education. There's no way of saying, you know, I can't afford it. Hear the story about how the Guard changed my life at 1-800-GO-GUARD.com.
Sponsored by the Colorado National Guard. Aired by the Colorado Broadcasters Association and this station.
The Jay Marvin Show on AM 760. Progressive Talk.
Good morning, 8:53, 53 minutes past the hour. High today, 56, mostly sunny. Jay Marvin here. We're talking about the foreclosure rate in the state. By the way, the Colorado Foreclosure Hotline is toll-free at 1-877-601-HOPE. Just trying to figure out what is going on out there. Coming up after 9 o'clock, we're going to open phones. Let me go to Jack in Greeley. Jack, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Good morning, Jay.
Hi.
Hi. You know, we've historically had lower wages here in Weld County in Greeley. The Monfort packing plant was basically the single industry for a lot of years, and then they shut it down from 81 to 83, and when it came back, it wasn't unionized for probably 15 years. We had an HP facility here that became Agilent, but eventually most of that went away being outsourced.
Mm.
And, of course, you know, all your technical experts shed light on the technical problems. But, you know, they're talking about how the houses, big houses like mushrooms out here, I don't know who's buying them.
I saw a bunch of them when I was up there this weekend.
Yeah, it's just amazing, isn't it?
Yeah, it is amazing.
But, you know, the fact that this was... we've sort of got this ball and chain of a long history of being a one-industry town. And, of course, the Monfort sold to ConAgra, which eventually sold to Swift. But the packing plant has cut back its hours. So that's got to have had some...
Why is it cut back its hours? Are people just not eating?
Well...
as much meat?
Probably some of that. And then, the mad cow thing costs some exports overseas, too.
Hmm.
So, I mean, the beef market, I think, has been down. Consumption's been down. So that's affected the number of hours of employment here, too.
Boy, that kind of stuff really has an impact, though, on the local economy when places that go either reduce hours or go under. I know that in Mary's hometown, a lot of her family does factory work. And when that goes on, you're right, they're hit square between the eyes.
Right.
And that stuff happens.
Yeah, and another thing, I mean, I want to compliment. We've had a good city council all the time I've lived here for 18 years. I've really admired the dedication, other than the one person on our current city council. You know about that. I'm not going to mention his name.
Yeah, you don't want me to bring that up?
No, but other than that, I know a lot of these people really well. They're working hard on economic development, but it's an uphill battle. And we do have this historical disadvantage.
So the end result is that all of these factors combined, that's led to the foreclosure problem?
Well, I think it has to have had an influence, and of course we have lower wages here because of the long history of that plant being shut down for 2 years, and then when it came back it wasn't unionized, and then all the agricultural work, that doesn't pay that well either.
Yeah, you're right. You're right about all of that, Jack. Thank you, man. I appreciate the call.
You're welcome, Jake.
Okay,
bye.
Let's go to John in Littleton. John, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hey, Jay, it's the Thing Man.
Hey, what's up?
Well, I have a different take, but it's hard to follow that economist. He that was on two calls ago. He kind of hit everything right on the head. But one of the things that's more specific to me and to a lot of people here, that area up there. Was touted as the place to retire for retirees for many years. And then after what Bush 41 did before he left office that screwed all the retirees out of their pensions, those guys don't have the money anymore, you know, like myself. I was supposed to have like a four-digit retirement monies coming to me every month. I got a three-digit.
Yeah, that is a problem. That's a big problem across this country. You're right about that.
When they took and moved the pensions away from the Department of Labor and put them in the IRS, which Bush 41 signed the legislation saying do this, the first thing that IRS did was the next April, they said that the pensions don't belong to the employees anymore. They belong to the corporations. And ever since then, they've been screwing the employees out of their pensions.
Yeah, and you look at the shape that the Pension Guarantee Board is in, and these companies were negging out of their pensions.
Yep.
And it's not right.
No.
I mean, it's just not right.
No, like, you know, I spent 25 years with one company and hope thinking they kept promising me that I would be getting this, but between 96 and they converted to what's called a cash balance type of conversion. I lost 70% of my pension overnight. It went directly from my account. In other words, in 1995, I had like $309,000 in my pension account. The next year, that very first January, and I have the papers to show this, it went from that to $92,000.
Yeah, that's criminal.
And they got the money.
John, take care, man. I got to go get the news, man. Thanks for the call.
Bye.
All right. Coming up next, open phones. Anything you want to talk about, we'll get it on.
His music has a message. The U.S. versus John Lennon. Listen to the soundtrack on demand on AM760.net.
What tobacco issues are important to you?
The health effects. That's what concerns me.
Last night, Brian went to PhilipMorrisUSA.com.
There's a lot of information there, but for me it all came down to this. There is no safe cigarette.
Cigarette smoking causes lung cancer, heart disease, and emphysema. If you'd like more information on the health effects of smoking, as well as links for smokers who've decided to quit, find out more. Visit PhilipMorrisUSA.com.
Jay Marvin, Al Franken, Ed Schultz, Randy Rhodes. This is AM 760, Progressive Talk. KKCN, Fortin, Denver, Boulder. And on AM760.net.
CBS News, I'm Steve Kathan. A major restaurant chain is giving the boot to artificial trans fats. KFC says it will now start using soybean oil to cook its chicken, fries, and other menu items.
We've already begun the conversion process to our new cooking oil, and we will take up to 6 months by the end of April to have it in all 5,500 restaurants across the United States.
KFC President Greg Diedrich, trans fats are blamed for high cholesterol and heart disease. Wendy's has done the same, and a McDonald's pledge to follow suit has stalled. In New York City, the Board of Health is holding its first hearing on a proposal to ban trans fats at city restaurants. It's already up for debate on the streets.
It's a very important step. It might be uncomfortable for some people, but in the long run, it's better for the country.
The restaurant wants to use it. Let them use it. Let them tell the people that they're using it. And then everyone has to make their own decision.
Awful milestone in Iraq. 100 dead Americans there this month. And the toll for Iraqis climbed dramatically.
The violence left dozens dead around the country. In Baghdad alone, more than 30 people were killed in a bombing in Sadr City. The U.S. military announced its own death toll had grown to 100 for the month of October, the latest casualty a Marine killed in Anbar province. As the violence surged, U.S. National Security Advisor Stephen Hadley arrived in Baghdad for talks with his counterpart on how the two countries can work together to stop the bloodshed. Cammie McCormick, CBS News, Baghdad.
On the wildfire line in Southern California, the news is good today after days of fear and misery.
With the help of some much cooler temperatures and some moist air blowing in off of the ocean, firefighters finally have gotten the upper hand on this Esperanza fire. They now have it 85% contained.
CBS's Bill Whitaker in Beaumont, California. Four firefighters died last week and 34 homes have been destroyed by the fire, which was pushed along by ferocious winds. Authorities are still hunting for the arsonist who set it. Last stop was the police station for an underage driver behind the wheel of a municipal bus. CBS's Peter King in Orlando.
The driver looked a little young.
I look into his face, and it's the face of what I initially thought was a 12 or 13-year-old kid.
The lack of a uniform was a dead giveaway.
The kids were in, you know, baggy shorts, baggy shirt.
Passenger Jeffrey Johnson says 15-year-old Richie Calvin drove a normal route at normal speeds, making all the stops.
You know, he knew how to operate the bus.
But a fellow passenger called 911. Police arrested the boy who apparently has done this before. before. Deputies don't know why he stole the bus. They say he bragged that he drove even better than the professionals, not even a scratch. Peter King, CBS News, Orlando.
3 weeks after Goodyear workers went on strike to try to save a company plant in Tyler, Texas, the tire maker says it will close the plant. 1,100 jobs will be eliminated. Wall Street stocks were lower in the first 90 minutes, but have turned around. The Dow is up 5 now, and the NASDAQ is ahead 2.5. This is CBS News.
To withdraw, to go away, to disappear. That's how the dictionary defines retirement. Time to redefine. Your generation's definitely not headed for bingo night. In fact, you could write a book about how you're going to turn retirement upside down.
The best book on retirement is the one you'll write, The Dream Book from Ameriprise Financial. To talk with an advisor near you about your retirement dreams, call 1-800-AMERIPRISE today.
Ameriprise Financial Services Incorporated, member NESC and SIPC.
Hi, it's Carol again with Insure.com. We make it easy for you to compare auto, life, health, and home insurance rates from the leading companies all in one place. Here's a tip. Life insurance rates have just dropped to all-time lows. At Insure.com, a healthy 40-year-old male can apply for a $1 million policy for less than $35 per month. Call or visit Insure.com today. 1-800-323-4178. That's 1-800-323-4178 or visit Insure.com.
I'm Corey Lopez with an AM 760 local news update. Denver has gotten safer over the last year, according to a newly released report. That report, though, ranks St. Louis as the most dangerous city in the nation, the safest, Brick, New Jersey. A suspect in custody this morning after allegedly entering the home of a Denver police officer. It happened just after 4 o'clock yesterday morning in southeast Denver. The officer awoke and found the intruder in his house. Investigators say the officer fired at the intruder with a non-lethal beanbag shotgun and was able to arrest the suspect.
The intruder did enter his residence. He would have been okay to have used a lethal force, but he chose to use less lethal. And because of that, we do have a suspect that's in custody and the officer's family, and he's okay.
Detective John White for the Denver PD names the officer and suspect have not been released. Colts beat the Broncos at a last-second field goal. Broncos head to Pittsburgh this weekend. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News Update. I'm Corey Lopez. Now, Gina Michaels with AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Thanks, Corey. Well, a much better commute for us right now. Still in a little bit of recovery eastbound I-70 at Peoria as crews clear that four-car wreck out of the right lane. Traffic's been jammed up behind it for a while now, all the way back to 270. Nothing else unusual. I-25 still busy north of I-70 and into downtown, 225 at the Tech Center. Security wait time at DIA, 5 minutes.
What if I told you that you could learn a new language the same way you learned your first language, with no tedious translation, no useless memorization, and no boring drills? You'd have every right to be skeptical, especially if you struggled with languages in the past. That's why we want to send you a free demo CD-ROM from Rosetta Stone. You'll find out what U.S. diplomats, over 10,000 schools, and NASA already know, that this is the world's fastest, easiest way to learn a new language, guaranteed. Call now to request your free CD-ROM and try it with our compliments. This amazing demo includes 28 languages. Learn a language better than you thought possible and faster than you ever imagined. Call 1-800-339-2117 and we'll rush you the free Rosetta Stone CD-ROM today. Remember, there's no tedious translation, memorization, or drills. Call for your free Rosetta Stone CD-ROM today and see how easy and effective it really is. The number is 1-800-339-2117. That's 1-800-339-2117.
Online advertising spending is expected to grow drastically in 2006 as more companies realize that internet advertising can be effective and affordable. Thousands of people are online listening to this station and others with their computers right now. Find out how you can get your message in front of this audience for as little as $2 a commercial. Give us a call and find out if internet advertising can make your business money. Call 303-713-8318. That's 303-713-8318.
Could be right. Could be wrong. I could be wrong, I could be right. I could be black, I could be white. I could be right, I could be wrong. I could be white, I could be black.
You're wrong, right. You're wrong.
It's 9:07, 7 minutes after 9. High today, 56. Mostly sunny skies, and it's open phones now. So we always do this between 9 and 10, so whatever it is you want to talk about, we can get into it. 303-713-7600. You want to talk about anything that happened over the weekend or anything that may be left over from earlier this morning that you didn't get a chance to get in, or maybe just something, an original topic that that we haven't confronted. Had a great time in Fort Collins, Mary and I, on Saturday. We went to Angie Piccioni's headquarters and did some telephoning. I mean, I tried to get as much done as I could, and I got some some emails from a few people who were shocked to hear me calling their phone, asking them to do volunteer work for Angie. Really had a great time. Found out something too about that whole Marilyn Musgrave, Angie Piccioni, Michael Schiavo debate story. Found out something about this, which I thought was pretty interesting. That Michael Schiavo showed up and wanted to sit where he wanted to sit, which was, I guess, in front of Marilyn Musgrave. Well, what's wrong with that? Well, I guess Marilyn Musgrave didn't like it, and I guess Marilyn Musgrave's people didn't like it. And the end result was that they wanted to get him removed. But the guy who wanted to get him removed, the guy who went and got the police to get him arrested, for what, God knows, was Bob Moore, who's the editor of the Coloradan. Now, why was a newspaper guy getting involved in that? Why was he essentially taking sides there? And if you live in the Fort Collins, Greeley, you live in that area, and you take the Coloradoan, or you read the Daily Coloradoan, you ought to call Bob Moore and ask him what the hell he thought he was doing. Because the police officer showed up, and the end result was that the police officer couldn't arrest him. He said, well, what am I going to arrest him for? I mean, he's here like everybody else. But why did Bob Moore take sides on that? I'd really like to know. Be interesting to see what Mr. Moore has to say about that. And the Mr. Moore thought that he should inject himself into that whole thing. So we're going to be out there, Mary and I are going to be there next Friday for a barbecue and a rally for Angie, and that's next Friday evening. I think it starts at about 6 o'clock, if I'm not wrong, but we'll be at her campaign headquarters a lot earlier than 6. So if I didn't see you up there Saturday, maybe you can drop by and come by and say hello. And as I said, at 6 o'clock, I mean, we got to push as hard as we possibly can for all of these congressional candidates. Angie Piccioni, we have to push hard for Ed Perlmutter. We have to push hard for Bill Winter. We have to push hard for Jay Fawcett. We have to push hard for Bill Ritter. We have to push hard for Ken Gordon. We have to push hard for everybody out there who is running, trying to change this country. And even the legislative races for people like Molly Cullum and Joe Rice, who I'm hoping to have on the show here sometime later on this week, and also Morgan Carroll and so many other good state legislators out there that do such good work. We need to push for all of them. And in short, we all need to get out and vote. If you haven't already voted, then you can vote early. And Mary and I voted by absentee. But if you haven't voted, make sure you vote. Make sure you talk to your friends about voting. Make sure you get out there. Make sure that you go to the polls. I mean, this is a number one important. A number one important. So we got to do this. We got to get motivated, and we got to get going here. And it's probably the most crucial election of our lifetimes. And so we really, really need. We really need to get going. And if you can spare a little bit of time for Angie, for Ed, for Bill, for Jay, for Bill Ritter, if you can spare a little bit of time for them, for Ken Gordon, please, volunteer, give some time. And you know what? You'll feel good after you do it. I felt great Saturday after making those calls. Really did. Thank you to Gary and everybody up there who made us feel so at home. What a great experience. What a great experience. And Mary is home making calls now from our house for the Pacioni campaign. Okay, let's go to the phones, and we go to Barbara, who is in Fort Collins. Barbara, hi, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hey, Jay.
Hi, Barbara.
I think the increase in foreclosure rates is directly related to this administration's attack on the middle class. In my own personal situation, first of all, with the legislation that passed for the to give the power to the credit card companies, they are ruthless now. I mean, if you are late a few days, they raise your interest.
Oh, yeah.
Then the legislation on bankruptcy, for it used to be if you really had hard times, you could get penalized your credit for a while, but you could make it back. I mean, you could come back and start fresh. Also, I am in sales. I meet with families every day. Everyone is struggling. And I don't agree with that caller that said we're all kind of gluttonous and we're just wanting more things. I think it's because we're all in survival and we're just trying to make ends meet. I am a master's level. I have a great resume. I've been trying to get a job for almost $40,000 a year and I can't get one. And I'm a single mom. Mm. And so what I have to do is just keep pulling from my equity to just survive. And so I think if people are aware that this is a combination of things. And my ex-husband was one of those that worked at Hewlett-Packard and Agilent for 35 years and was outsourced. His job went to Singapore. So, I mean, I think it's just, you know, and then they keep building these huge houses. I tried to downsize. I tried to sell my house. Couldn't sell it. So now I'm there, and I'm just going to have to max out my equity just to survive.
How's your job prospects looking?
It's terrible. I'm in Fort Collins. I mean, with a master's level. I mean, it's just amazing to me. I've put resumes out for years.
Can you sell? Is that what did you used to sell?
I'm in sales. I'm actually a psychologist, but I am in sales because it's the only place that I can make a better income.
Well, did you send one to AM760?
Did I what?
Send one to us.
A resume?
Sure.
Okay. and what will happen with my resume?
Well, what will happen to your resume is you send it to the right guy and he'll look at it.
Okay.
Or the right person.
And then you could pass it on to some people or what?
Yeah. Well, you could send it to me and I'll hand it to the sales manager.
Oh, to work in sales for the radio station.
Sure, why not?
Okay. Well, I appreciate that, but I really just want to say it's not just my situation. It is absolutely representative of the attack on the middle class.
You know,
and we have got to make a change.
Oh, I agree 100%. I agree 100,000%. By the way, if you were a psychologist, you were a psychologist?
I'm trained as one.
How come you didn't? I'm just asking out of curiosity.
Yes.
How come you didn't pursue that?
Well, I did pursue it, but I actually left doing traditional counseling when my kids were little. They're now teenagers, and so basically, when I was married, I was a stay-at-home mom.
Oh,
and I did it part time, so I never developed a full practice.
Mm.
And so for me to try to start now and develop one, it's just a struggle.
Yeah, but a marvelous gift like that and the education of that and that ability, and I believe in psychiatry and psychology so much. Man, if I had a gift like that, I'd be off to the races.
Well, and you know, the other thing is they've cut mental health for insurance. You know, it's just,
yeah.
it's all, you could talk about so many areas that this administration is just destroying the middle class.
Yeah, that's very, very true. I agree 100,000%. Barbara, thanks for the call. And if there's any way, we can help you, we'll do it for sure.
I appreciate that, Jay. Thank you so much.
Sure, Barbara. Have a good day.
You too.
Okay.
Bye.
Yeah, I wish I knew psychology or psychiatry. Well, the psychiatry, though, you got to go to medical school. I'm a little old now for that. But I would love that. Then I could diagnose myself and save myself money. Plus, I could diagnose you. It's 303-71.
When you're looking to build a new facility, there's a lot riding on your shoulders. You have to get a structure that meets your needs. You need one that's built to last. You need to get it built quickly. And most importantly, you need it to stay within budget. What you need is a pre-engineered steel building from Anthem Steel. You won't believe how much you'll save in both time and money with a brand new built-to-last steel building. For free information on how you can get the building you need with less time and money, call 1-800-771-1868. You can even customize your building. You select the size, you select the style. You can even choose to add the look of brick, stucco, or stone. Building a new facility is a big responsibility. Make it easier by calling Anthem Steel. Achieve your goals faster and with less strain on your budget. For free information, call Anthem Steel at 1-800-771-1868. Call Anthem Steel today, 1-800-771-1868. That's 1-800-771-1868.
Now I have my own successful online business. It's already brought in over $175,000 for me.
I grossed over $321,000 and I was able to quit my 9-to-5.
You've heard all the buzz. Everyday people are putting the internet to work, making serious money from the comfort of their own homes with online auctions. So much money, so easily, they're actually quitting their jobs. And so can you, with a free CD from Internet Speedway. Yours absolutely free, just for calling. This free CD shows how easy it is to generate real wealth quickly, with online auctions at sites like the internet's largest marketplace, eBay. And you never have to see, store, or even pay for the products you're selling.
I did over $40,000 in sales last month, and I have my own business now. It's like a dream come true.
The strategies are simple. The money is real and the CD is free. Call 1-800-226-9008 now to get your free CD. Call 1-800-226-9008. 1-800-226-9008.
Investments and securities involve the risk of loss.
You may not think of yourself as being affluent. You may not think of yourself as a high net worth investor. But it doesn't matter what kind of car you drive or the home you live in. If your investments are $500,000 or more, you're a high net worth investor. And one thing we know about you is that there are 8 common mistakes high net worth investors can make without even knowing it. We're Fisher Investments, and we've put together a special free report just for you. It's called the 8 Biggest Mistakes Investors Make and How to Avoid Them. It's yours free just for calling 1-800-771-6601. Just avoiding any one of these mistakes could help you better reach your goals now and over time. As your portfolio grows and changes, strategies need to grow and change. That's why this is valuable information you must see. For your free copy of the 8 Biggest Mistakes Investors Make and How to Avoid Them, pick up the phone now. Call 1-800-771-6601. That's 1-800-771-6601.
So, you're listening to the radio on your computer. So are thousands of other people. Getting your message to all of these people is easy and affordable. Radio advertising is effective. Online radio advertising is effective and inexpensive. Grab a pen and write down this number. Call us for a no-pressure conversation. If we can make you money, we will. Call Sean now at 303-713-8318. That's 303-713-8318.
800-5085.
Randy Rhodes, today at 4.
Right now, Jay Marvin on AM 760. Progressive Time.
After 9. Hi today, 56, AM 760, Progressive Talk. Jay Marvin here with you, and it's open phones. And we'll go back to the phones, and we go to, where are we headed here? We'll go to Cliff in Boulder. Cliff, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Just fine.
I want to give you a buzz. I'm actually the branch president for mortgage company here, and I wanted to kind of put in my two cents about what I think is happening with the foreclosure rate.
Sure.
I think it's probably two primary factors. Of course, you have to allow for something regional where an employer lets somebody go, and so that impacts their ability to pay their mortgage. But I think that the primary reason that we're seeing such a rampant rate of foreclosures is that it's a profit motive. Everyone attached with the real estate transaction, to some extent or another, is greed motivated. We're all going to make money off of the sale of that home, whether it be the realtor, the builder, the mortgage broker, which would be me, or the actual lender. So we all make a piece of our income or our living off of that transaction. So naturally, we're all motivated to get as much as we can from that borrower or from that transaction. So obviously the fact that Colorado was one of the first, or one of the last, rather, to initiate some sort of mortgage broker regulation, which was actually going to be effective January 1st, I think that'll probably cut down on some of the predatory lending practices, especially coming into Colorado from outside the state. I get probably 2 to 5 calls a week, computer-generated calls from lenders that are actually outside the state, offering me ridiculous rates, and we've all seen them on the television. I think that probably the most egregious would be something like Altus Home Loans, where they promise you 0% interest and no payments for a year and those kinds of things. I used to watch those ads and try to read the small print and then actually get into my little program here and try to figure out if, first of all, they can actually do what they say they can do. And if they can, what impact is it going to have on the borrower? I mean, in point of fact, that's who we really owe our livelihood to, and so who we should really be treating with kid gloves, if you will. And most often, the products that they offer are really going to put the borrower at great disadvantage at some point in the future, almost guaranteed, especially in an option arm where you basically have the option each month of paying 1 of 4 payments, minimum payment or what have you. Those products are designed by nature in a period of 12 to 18 months to actually result in negative amortization, which is to say that someone who takes a $100,000 loan, at the end of that first 12 months or 18 months, they actually find themselves owing $110,000 thereabout. So it's predatory lending practices. And also I think the borrower has to take some responsibility as well. They get an emotional attachment to a particular style of home. They want more home than they can necessarily afford, and that's where it's really the responsibility of me, the mortgage broker, to educate that prospective lender. Sit them down, find out what their wants and desires are, what can they really, really realistically afford, and then shop the best program that's really for their budget. We need to kind of try to take the emotional factor out of it for the home shopper or the borrower, if you will, to some extent.
Well, it sounds reasonable to me.
It's really crazy, some of the things that we've seen over the past 3 or 4 years. I mean, 3 or 4 years ago, we had historic lows in interest rates where we were trying to get the economy cranked back up, if you will. So there were a lot of very low interest loans, including 0%. If someone calls me today and says, Cliff, I saw on television Altus Home Loans can give me a 0% loan, can you do that for me too? Sure, I can. I can give somebody right now a 0% interest loan. But what's going to happen in reality is they're going to pay 0% for 1, 3, 6 months. The interest that would have normally accrued during that period is actually going to be cranked right into that rate once that initial introductory period ends. I guess a good analogy would be for credit cards. We all get offers in the mail for credit cards that have these fabulous, you know, short-term introductory interest rate offers. And then when you read the fine print and you find out after 6 months that that zero is going to turn into 16 or 18%, you know what you're in store for. When I sit down with someone, obviously you want to know what their desires are, what their hopes and needs are, and then what can they afford. Going back to the profit motive in the lending industry, there's a lot of pressure put on the big financial institutions to fill their quotas at Wall Street. Basically, the way it works is the big lenders guarantee Wall Street packets of loans at a particular rate, and then as they are not able to fill those, the financial institutions, if you will, start becoming a little more creative and aggressive in filling those obligations to Wall Street. So over the last two or three years, and it seems to be actually picking up momentum, is the major lending institutions have changed their requirements for the borrower. There was a time when you couldn't get a loan if your debt-to-income ratio was more than, say, 35%. You needed to have high credit scores. You couldn't have foreclosures or bankruptcies or credit counseling. There are a lot of issues related to the borrower that now have been really relaxed. So it's allowed the lenders to bring more people into the borrowing pool that may or may not actually be suitable. You know, if you get someone in, I can have someone in here today that's been out of bankruptcy one day with a 500 credit score, and I can put them in a 100% loan. Doesn't mean that they're not going to get foreclosed on, but I can put them in a loan. So there's a lot of pressure on the major lending institutions by Wall Street to change their requirements to allow us to put more people into that borrower pool, if you will.
Yeah, that doesn't sound like a good idea to me.
Well, you see the direct result, the foreclosure rate. Their interest-only products and option arm products, those are, in my opinion, are for very specific borrowers. Interest-only has been used, and option arm products have been used widely and generously by a lot of unscrupulous lenders, I feel, to basically put folks into more house than they can afford. And that goes back to the profit motive. I think that interest-only and option-arm products are specific to folks who are investors, who are wise, who are knowledgeable in the financial institution and really understand the intricacies of those products. I think also if an interest-only product, for example, is good for someone who has some sort of a predictable income swing, something seasonal. So basically they would pay the interest-only payment during their low periods, if you will, in their income cycle, and then make it up and pay up that principal and interest when their income levels are higher. Also, if you've an interest-only product for a borrower, and I think that that's a good product for someone who has some sort of reasonable expectation that their income is going to increase at the same time that the adjustable rate mortgage portion, if you will, rolls over. So, for example, we'll say someone who's in a 3-1 ARM, they have a fixed rate for the first 3 years, and then it's going to adjust after that first 3 years, and then for every year after that. If I have a borrower who is fresh out of college, for example, or is in some sort of an industry where they have a reasonable expectation that at the end of that lock period where the rate's going to stay fixed for that first 3 years, that their income is going to be able to offset the difference of that rate adjustment once it becomes adjustable, then that's fine.
Okay. All right. I hate to barge in here, but I'm up against the clock here, so
sure.
I got to go get some traffic. But look, I appreciate the information, and you know what? It's been enlightening, and call any time.
Okay, thank you so much, Jay.
All right, Cliff, have a great day.
You too.
All right, thanks. Oh, good information out of him. 303-713-7600, open phones underway, 931, 29 away from 10. Gino with traffic.
All right, Jay, we have a couple of late morning problems. This crash westbound I-70 at Brighton is bogging down the works. That's been an area that's been a trouble spot for us all morning. We've had a series of wrecks there, either east or westbound. So just watch out for some continued delays to Colorado. Northbound 25 approaching 6th Street. We had another collision there causing delay to Broadway. What?
Do you own a growing business that has to compete with much larger firms? Do you work at a company whose team is constantly on the road? If so, Office Evolution can improve your professional image and your efficiency by providing live answering to handle all your phone calls in 8 office locations from Littleton to Fort Collins, where you can reserve conference rooms for meetings or drop in to get work done between appointments. Visit OfficeEvolution.com to learn more. Office Evolution. Someday, everyone will work this way.
Do you think you have what it takes to become a millionaire? Well, Donald Trump wants to show you how.
I think we've come up with something that is going to be spectacular.
Donald Trump is now offering to the public his Wealth Builders Blueprint System, a proven system that reveals his secrets to generating incredible wealth. And because he believes so much in the power of this blueprint, Donald Trump wants to send you a free tape to help you get started today. Just call 1-800-913-5961. This blueprint is only for people who want to succeed in life, who want to become real estate gurus, who want to become millionaires and have fun doing it.
You're going to learn how to be successful. You're going to learn how to make money. And once you enjoy it, you're going to be successful.
This is your chance. Do you have what it takes? Call now for Donald Trump's powerful free tape. Call 1-800-913-5961. For your free tape, call 1-800-913-5961. 1-800-913-5961.
At the touch of a button, and you can have it the way you want it, when you want it. And the Sleep Number bed gives you the ultimate choice in personalized comfort. So visit a Select Comfort store today to find out your Sleep Number and see what a difference this personalized comfort can make in your sleep. Trust me, once you have one of these beds, you are not going to want to sleep any other place. There are Select Comfort stores located in 10 major malls here along the Front Range, including Southwest Plaza, Flatiron Crossing, Colorado Mills, and the brand new location at Southlands Mall.
You may be sitting there right now wondering how you're going to make it through the day. Do you worry yourself sick, beat yourself up, or put yourself down? This isn't the real you. You used to be happy and have confidence in dreams, remember? Well, it's time to get it back. You owe it to yourself to pick up the phone and call for a powerful free tape that can help you get your life back. I'm Lucinda Bassett, founder of the Midwest Center for Stress and Anxiety. Please, let me help you help yourself. Call 1-800-400-9409. That's 1-800-400-9409. 1-800-400-9409.
Imagine your perfect life when you never have to give money a second thought. Now imagine living that life today and when you retire. Hi, I'm Ross Jardine, and I've taught thousands of people how to make money in the stock market. If you're already trading stocks or options and you're not satisfied with your results, or if you want to trade but you're afraid you'll lose money, let me help you by sending you my free stock investing toolkit. In this kit, you'll get my latest DVD and my easy-to-use stock investor software. This DVD is not a sales pitch, it's valuable instruction, where I show you how to use a proven three-step investing process and the Stock Investor software to help you make money trading stocks and options. This is a limited-time offer. To get your free Stock Investing Toolkit and free 30-day membership to Stock Investor, get ready to write down this phone number. Call 1-800-892-3019. This is a limited-time offer, so call 1-800-892-3019. That's 1-800-892-3019.
The Jay Marvin Show on AM 760. Progressive Talk.
Past the hour here on AM 760, Progressive Talk, Jay Marvin, and open phones underway. This show available via podcast at am760.net. I got to play this Bush cut. Do we have this Bush cut? This is a Bush. I just got to play. This is Bush out on the campaign trail with 8 days left. What he should be out there. And but one of the problems here is the guy he's campaigning for, he gets his name wrong. Oops. Check this out.
No doubt in my mind, with your help, Dave Lamberti will be the next United States Congressman. Dave and I believe a lot of things.
And I believe it's not Dave Lamberti. I believe it's John Lambert, I think, or something like that. Anyway, he got the name totally wrong. Let's go to Dan in Denver. Dan, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Jay, thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
You know, as a Republican, I know a lot of these guys, and I've seen them at Republican functions. And I got to tell you, if people like Marilyn Musgrave win, they're all about retribution, not redemption. And they will exact retribution on their constituents for making it such a close race because they don't want to help the people that even supported them. They want to get even with the people who are against them.
Well,
they are all about retribution. They do not want to better the common man, the working man, and support him in whatever way possible. They pretend to love children, and they won't pay for their education or the prenatal care. They, we're all one big happy family as long as you think as narrow-mindedly as they do.
Well, I don't think we'll have to worry because I don't believe Marilyn Musgrave's going to win. I believe Angie's going to beat her.
From your mouth to God's ear, and I am a Republican.
I hope so, man. If people just get out there and vote, if they get out there and vote and people in that district do the right thing and examine things carefully and look at things carefully about Maryland, then they'll make the right vote and they'll vote for Angie.
Right. See, a lot of the people who are called moderates, like myself, we are not moderates. We're just old-style Republicans. The people who are in power and have taken over the party now are simply religious ideologues. They are not conservative, and they're not Republican.
No, and you're not welcome in their party either.
You got that right. And people are too afraid to speak up.
Well, yeah. Yeah, yes and no. Some of them are beginning to come out now and are starting to talk. There was an article in the New York Times not too long ago, I want to say 3 or 4 days ago, about the role of Republican moderates in the party and the troubles that they're suffering. And there are more and more moderates coming forward and saying, hey, we don't really recognize what's going on. And you hear a lot of people say, well, I didn't leave the party left me.
That's how I feel.
Well, then you should come join us, man.
No,
because we got room for everybody.
I hear you, but, you know, it's gotten to the point where I can't believe the right, and I don't dare believe the left.
Well, what is it about the what is it about the left that scares
you? To be honest with you, there's a lot of things. I just think that the far right and the far left are so similar that it's where the money's going to be spent, not if it's going to be spent. And I just, there's just some things about the left, and I'm not thinking clearly
this
morning.
Well, you know what? Let me lay this on you. I'm uncomfortable with what you would characterize as being the far left. I'm uncomfortable with them. I think that they have a tendency to deal in very, very harsh rhetoric. They have a tendency to not think realistically on a number of important issues.
Sounds like the far right.
Well, I wouldn't move to kick them out. But I think that you know a party can only be as representative and as reflective of your wishes. It can only be that way if you're willing to have an involvement in it and you're willing to try to shape it. So I get in there and support the candidates who I agree with, and I do not think that Angie Piccioni is radically left wing, no matter what Marilyn Musgrave has to say about her.
I'm a little more politically adept than that.
I don't feel that Ed Perlmutter is. I don't feel that Bill Winter is. I don't feel that Jay Fawcett is. I don't feel that Bill Ritter is. I don't feel that Ken Gordon is. I don't feel that any of those people are. And I think if you look at the recent public opinion polls, most Democrats, I would say almost 90% of them that are running for office this year, fall square within the mainstream thought of American society.
Well, you know, the reality is they all run to the middle when come election time, and then they pander to their bases when they get in office, because the independents are the ones in the swing votes who actually are the ones who decide this these days. You know, I mean, I'm so disgusted with both parties that I'm just about ready to go independent. I am so disgusted with Washington. I'm so disgusted with the state house. I mean, these guys, how they are not in jail or on the gallows for treason is beyond me as to what's going on for the last 50 to 75 years. And the last 25 have been the worst. I'm frankly surprised that people aren't taken to the streets in front of the state houses at this point, at least in front of the state houses, if not in front of the Capitol in Washington.
What it's going to take is it's going to take a commitment to want to change things and then go into the political party that you feel the most comfortable with and get in and try to engineer change. That's what it's going to have to be about. Otherwise, you're beating your head against the wall.
Well, I understand.
And I'm tired of sitting around and complaining about how bad things are. I'm more about action. I'm more about getting involved with something and trying to fix this stuff.
I agree. That's one of the reasons I go to my party functions, so I can ask the tough questions, you know. Oh, you know, you're our guy and this and that. No way. These guys are employees. They are not royalty. They have formed themselves a good old boys club with lots of benefits like health insurance and all kinds of stuff that the general populace, whose government this is supposed to be, are excluded from. You know, I'd like
yeah,
to
but they're, but they're, but they're, but they're, but they're, but you know what? There's still, there are people working in Congress, elected officials that are good people who work hard, who are trying to get things done. We're fortunate to have some of those people here in Colorado, and they're well worth supporting. They're well worth standing behind. They're well worth supporting. Diana DeGette is one. Mark Udall is another one, just to name two. I can name more that are well worth. There are people working in the state legislature that are well worth standing behind and getting to know. And you just have to, man, you got to put something into it. That's all if you want to get something back.
No, I understand that. I'm very sad that guys like Joel Heffley are leaving. He's a good guy, and what they did to him is a crime. I mean, it's an absolute shame what they did to him. I can't really use the word shame because the people running the show right now have no shame. They have no shame. And you can't. How do you negotiate with somebody who has no conscience and just wants it all their way, period? You just can't. There is no consensus building anymore. You know, Congress has pretty much abdicated its responsibility to the American people, which is to oversee the executive branch,
well,
not rubber stamp it.
Who's been responsible for that?
No doubt. You know, I'm an old-style Republican. These new boys, they're not Republicans in the true sense of the word. They are ideologues. And, you know, there's only two kinds of fascism on this planet, and that's religious and political. And, you know, these guys, they're not a friend to the people. I can tell you that.
Well,
you know, I'd be calling,
in my opinion, Dan, I'm with you, but in my opinion, man, you just got to make some hard decisions and decide what the hell you're going to do about it. And for me, my decision is, I'm right out there. I'm trying to get involved.
I'd like the Bush and Cheney family fortunes to have a 10-year forensic audit. Let's find it out. Why don't we confiscate their money to pay for this war instead of putting it on the backs of our great-grandchildren?
Well, I agree. We need a change. That's why we got to go out and vote for it. Thanks, Dan. Appreciate it.
Take care.
Okay. So 9:45, 15 away from 10, traffic with Gina.
JI-25 is a little bit busy on both sides of town. Up in the north end, still a little bit slow from Thornton Parkway down to 84th. Also, across downtown 38th, the Spear is pretty busy. Northbound, a little bit slow due to that earlier problem at 6th Avenue, slowing things down as you come up through the bridges. I-70 might be a little slow. Earlier accident approaching Brighton Boulevard might hang you up a little bit westbound. Eastbound unaffected through there. Rest of the highways, though, looking good. 225 in pretty good shape. No worries on the turnpike or in and around Boulder for you right now. Weather forecast, pretty nice early on. Sunny and breezy. And then the wind's really going to kick up this afternoon. It'll be cooler. High early this morning. It'll be in the mid-60s about where we are right now. Flurries tonight, low 25. Then partly sunny and 43 for tomorrow. Right now, as I said, 65 degrees. Rick Morgan, AM760, Progressive Talk.
The buses, the trains, the details. Visit southeastlightrail.com today for information on the new Southeast.
I'm Jim Dietforst, owner of Cottman Transmission at Broadway and Yale. If you're in need of a reliable, honest quote or service on your vehicle, come see us at Cottman Transmission today. You might be surprised at how different we do business. We pride ourselves on giving our customers the very best quality service, so you'll never feel like a number when you're here. At Cottman, we're more than just transmission specialists. We're a part of the community, and we're here for you. Call us anytime at 303-761-8841. That's 303-761-8841.
I'm Mike Shanahan of the Denver Broncos. Some things I keep secret, like the running back rotation. Other things I share. For mortgages, go see my friends in American Financing.
Thanks, Coach. This is Damian Maldonado, founder of American Financing. We're locally owned and operated. We have no commission loan officers, so our only job is to get you the best loan possible.
Damian, tell us about the Magic Mortgage.
The Magic Mortgage lets you select the payment that's best for your budget. You can choose a regular payment, interest only, or convert it to a 15-year loan without requalifying. You can change your monthly payment any month or every month. Whether you need a refi or a new home loan, we have the widest range of products.
So you make the call. Tell them Mike Shanahan sent you, and your appraisal's free. Make the right move. Call my team of experts at American Financing.
We're redefining how home mortgages are done. Call us now at 303-695-7000. That's 695-7000. Or on the net at AmericanFinancing.net.
Politicians, Angie Piccioni.
I say enough is enough. Marilyn Musgrave is using every trick in the book to distract you from the real issues. She's attacked me on a 15-year-old bankruptcy, but her big spending is bankrupting America. Marilyn attacked my personal finances, but voted to raise her own pay. I passed tough immigration laws. What has she done? Cut border patrols. I'm Angie Piccioni, and I approve this message because if Marilyn Musgrave keeps lying about my record, I'll keep telling the truth about hers.
Paid for by Angie Piccioni for Congress.
Get out of debt and get on with your life. Agencies offering Care One credit counseling services can help. Do you have $4,000, $6,000, $10,000 in credit card bills? It's time to get out of debt and get on with your life. Call for Care One services at 1-800-300-4418. Are you behind in paying medical bills or personal loans? Been on the receiving end of even one collection call? Call Care One services for a consultation and debt analysis at 1-800-300-4418. In just one call, you can find out how quickly your debt can be paid in full. People who call for Care One services save an average of 30% in payments every month. Some can save up to 57%. So if you're over your head in credit card bills, call now and receive a consultation and debt analysis. Call for licensing details. Get out of debt and get on with your life. That's Care One Credit Counseling Services. 1-800-300-4418. That's 1-800-300-4418.
Randy Rhodes, today at 4.
Right now, Jay Marvin on AM 760. Progressive Talk.
Good morning, 949, 29 minutes past the hour, AM 760, Progressive Talk. Jay Marvin along with you, 303-713-7600, and it's open phones. We're talking about all kinds of stuff. Let's go to Denny in Boulder. Denny, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Boulder County, Jay.
Hey, man, what's up?
A couple of things. One is a couple of days ago I sent off a check to Angie's campaign.
You are the man.
You know, you just had a couple of callers in from Weld County on the foreclosure and stuff. What would be wrong with asking those folks whether they're registered, whether they're voting, what the political climate is up there? Because this district where people are really hurting. And, you know, we need to change. This election, from my point of view, is all about accountability. And, you know, starting to, from Iraq, from Katrina, from the consequences of the energy policy, the tax situation, you know. 95% of Americans are paying for everything, and the top 5% are paying for practically nothing. It's awful.
I agree 100%. I agree, and I think people who live in Angie's congressional district, I think they ought to be asking the incumbent, Marilyn Musgrave, about these foreclosures and about what she's doing to help out the economy there.
Absolutely. Issue number two is water and the growth in the state. Where's the water coming from? I see huge houses going up. I see huge office buildings going up. Where is the water coming from, and who's talking about that? You know, it's not going to come in the form of rainfall, you know, and what are we going to do?
Well, I think that's something that's facing all the western states, you're right, we better start talking about it.
Third thing is I would like you to start dissecting some of the political ads.
Those are hard to get a hold of, though, a lot of them, you know. They're hard to get copies of them.
And not... if you can't get the full copy, you know, but they're so ridiculous that people would listen and think about, is this likely to happen, or has this happened? And it's just, it's incredible. And the one thing I don't want to do is vote for people who put up with lying, and just will say anything to get elected. There's no character there. And it happens on both sides, but I've been recently getting some push-pull calls. God, they're terrible. And I'm supposed to have a restricted number as far as, unwanted telephone calls. I'm going to talk to Joan Fitzgerald about trying to get the legislature to enforce that so we don't have to put up with this stuff, on our home phones. Finally, the fourth thing in yesterday's Rocky Mountain News, it had both the endorsements of both the Rocky Mountain News and the Post for the upcoming elections. And the difference between those two endorsements, particularly in the congressional races, is outstanding.
Yeah, it is, isn't it?
You saw that, obviously.
Uh-huh.
The news is supporting Musgrave, Doug Lamborn, Tancredo, and Rick O'Donnell. Fortunately, the Post is offering a different perspective. But, hey, keep up the good work. Continue to have Ed Schultz on. I think he a lot of people who may not hear him who listen to your show need to get exposed to who he is. And we just have to pull the covers on these guys and get out the vote.
I agree 100%, man. Great call, Denny. Thanks.
Hey, ask your callers about whether they're registered, who they're supporting, how they're supporting it. I'm taking the day off and going to be a poll judge up in Boulder County, so we need this one.
Yep, absolutely. Good for you, man.
Thanks, man.
Okay, talk to you. Here's Jan in Aurora. Jan, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hey, hi, Jay. It's
hi.
Jan again.
Hey.
Thanks for taking my call again. Again, I'm pushing. We're back to 8 days. We've got 192 hours left to get this change in our country and make these get these votes out.
What happened? Where'd she go? You there, Jan?
Hello?
Yeah, go ahead. Start again.
Hi. This is Jan. Thanks for taking my call again. As you know, we've only got 8 days left, 192 hours to make a change in our country, and the only way we're going to do that is getting out the vote. And what we're trying to do at MoveOn.org Political Action is call in to all the districts in this country where there is a senator or a representative seat up, and we're calling those drop-off Democrats or progressives that don't tend to vote and trying to get them out to vote. We're going to try to out-rove Rove and get these people out. And we need the help. We've got thousands of calls to make. If anyone in your listening area can come down to 2501 15th Street, Suite 1B, and help us out, we're open from 8 in the morning till 10 at night. We're going to be open and all the way through Election Day making calls. It's one big, large family of voters and of people interested in helping. And I want to invite you down, Jay, too, to just see what we're doing and see the energy and see what we're able to do to motivate people here to make that difference. So anybody that can come down, please do. I'm on my knees begging you to help us win back this country.
All right, and give the address again.
It is 2501 15th Street, Suite 1B, and that's by the Dakota Lofts. It's down by my brother's bar on the west side of the river, down in that Lodo area, that neat old area that they have just brought up. We've got a great space, and we've got a lot of room for a lot of people to get on the phones and make these calls.
And how's the turnout been so far?
We have been just getting tons of people in. We started out. When I started calling in July, there was two of us on the phone bank. I walk in there any night, there's 30.
God, that's great.
25, 30 people making these calls, people on cell phones, people sitting on the steps, people sitting at desks, tables, standing anybody with a cell phone can do it. If we, you know, bring in your own extension, bring in your own phone, do whatever you need to do. But yeah, get them out here and get them in. They and we'll even you know, we have cookies around, we have stuff to eat, we have water, we have, you know, bring in whatever to help. And you can walk in, you can make the calls, and we'll find a place to put you and give you a telephone and give you a list of the phone numbers.
Great. That's so cool. All right. Give the address one more time.
2501 15th Street, Suite 1B in Denver, down by about a block away from my brother's bar, right across the street from the Dakota Loft, right on the west side of the Platte River, on the west side of Lodo.
All right, Jan, call anytime. You're welcome here anytime.
Thank you so much, Jay.
You bet, Jan. Have a great day and much success.
All right, thank you.
Okay, see you later. All right, that's it for me this morning. Tomorrow morning, we hope to have some candidates on and also to talk about the pot referendum. We'll talk about that. And we've got Jay Fawcett for sure, so we'll talk to him, and we'll have a few more surprises for you, too. Don't forget, get out there and work for a candidate. Get out there and vote. Let's get involved. Let's take our country back. Al Franken is next.
You can live truly debt-free on just the money you already make using my proven system. Let me send you a free tape today that shows you how. Hi, I'm John Commuta, creator of the Transforming Debt into Wealth system. My system doesn't consolidate your debt. It eliminates it, no matter how much debt you have.
I'm completely debt-free now, thanks to John Commuta.
Call now, and I'll rush you my free tape. Call 1-800-500-1142. That's 1-800-500-1142. 1-800-500-1142.
High-Tech Import Automotive understands you want your car repaired quickly. You want it repaired right, and you want it done by experienced technicians who take pride in their work and their integrity. Call High-Tech Import Automotive in Lakewood at 303-988-2868. High-Tech specializes in Toyota, Lexus, Honda, Acura, and Nissan using genuine factory parts. Call 303-988-2868, and you'll get $20 off any...
Your computer's just like your car. You don't want to learn to be a mechanic. You